Framing, who's the 143rd winner of the Kentucky Derby.
Live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network. Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Just gone 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning. It's Magic Millions morning here on the Gold Coast. We've got a huge meeting as well back at Randwick for this time of the year. And we're here with James Cummings. Do you want to join in our stewards update?
The stewards update, I'll leave to you, Andrew, and Mr. Mark Van Gestel. I think I'll stay out.
The last time Mark came on, you asked him a good question. Mark Van Gestel, good morning to you.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm well. Have you got a question for James Cummings this morning?
Well, the only question I'd like to ask is as to why he was actually asking us the question in the first place.
It was an in-depth question. I can't remember what it was about.
Yeah, fines, yeah. That sort of thing. Yeah.
Fines, that was it. Now, I can see James is getting slightly...
Is that Ray Thomas in the background?
Yeah, it is.
I've been thrown under the bus. Thanks, Ray.
All right, Mark, we'll come to you and then we'll have a chat with James. So, Mark, do you want to take us through some reports back at Randwick?
Yeah, out of the second race, Andrew, Mel at Warwick Farm on the 22nd of December. Finished second there behind Mooby, but near the 900 metres that lost his running had to be checked, and then it was held off a clear running in the early part of the straight and didn't obtain clear running to about the 250 metre mark. Was probably unlucky not to win that race. Over then to race six, number five, Solo Mission. It finished third behind Naval Warfare, but Warwick Farm on the 22nd of December. But rounding the home term, it attempted a narrow run behind another horse that was weakening in front of it, lost momentum, and certainly its last 100 metres of the race was quite good and certainly should have finished closer. Take you to race 8, number 4, Green Suite, Warwick Farm on the same day, 22nd of December, finished 6th behind Monsieur Sisu. He did race quite keenly in the early and middle stages and was steady from hills mid-race, but then over the concluding stages couldn't be tested when it was starting to make ground. And the final one to mention, Andrew, out of race 9, number 12, So You Win, Randwick on the 15th of December, finished 5th behind Tip Top, beaten 3.5 lengths, went back from a wide draw, was then held up in the early part of the straight and probably didn't get clear running into about the 300 metres and also finished the race off quite nicely.
Okay, so that's the one there. All right, thanks a lot, Mark. It's going to be a nice day to be at the races back there in Sydney. Thanks for your time.
Great, thanks, Andrew.
Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. James Cummings is with us here in the OB van at the Gold Coast. Ray Thomas back at French's Forest. Ray, take it away.
Yeah, good morning, James. Well, a lot of interest, obviously, in Exhilarate. She's been a work in progress for you, but it looks like you've timed her to peak on the big day, grand final day today.
Yeah, thanks, Ray. Yeah, she's improved so much, and you hear a lot of trainers talk about two-year-olds that can improve, and that's one of the important assets I think that you see in a two-year-old that's coping very well with training and the racing, the rigours of it all. But this horse has improved 6 lengths on its first start in November back at Rose Hill, and to see the way that she was just conducting herself with so much poise and class and speed there 7 days ago, it's a real credit to the stable to see them get the most out of Exhilarate and with a wonderful pedigree that and value that we've now consolidated with performances at Black Type, the Wyong Magic Million, second to Unite and Conquer, where she was a touch unlucky, and now coming here as one of the favourites for the race, and of all the fillies in the race, she's up there with the greatest chance, according to the market. Mm-hmm. It says a lot for the guys at the buying bench who had 1,000 horses at the Magic Millions in January last year to choose from, and 3,000 Magic Millions yearlings overall year, to have the filly with the best page in the race with the best chance. You know, it's really important. Our focus was on fillies and diversifying bloodstock, so that's it's not just exciting from the point of view of having a runner in the race, but we're certainly on the right track from what we're buying this year and throughout the year last year and hopefully in the years ahead.
Yeah, we shouldn't forget it's a racing and breeding operation, and a Schnitzel Samaretti filly, she's so valuable for you. I think the key last week, James, was it was a soft win. Karen McAvoy only rode hands and heels, shut her down well before the finishing post, so that quick backup factor, no issue for you?
No, I think that it just tells you that we've got a horse that's sound, that's in great form. Mm-hmm. Karen McAvoy can get off the horse, and he's got that little bit of confidence in his voice when he gives us a report He was really, really pleased with her performance, and he knows he didn't go up after that horse full bore. So she sort of gets here on a 7-day backup with all the fitness that we needed for the to win the race, and a little bit of extra energy too, because we didn't leave it all on the track with a beautiful run in transit that we were lucky enough to receive last week.
Two other chances to stay in the Gold Coast, James and Tally. He won the Eclipse Stakes back into the Melbourne Spring. Excellent last start winner, Doomben, and looks hard to beat in the staying race.
Yeah, he's a tough campaigner, Tally, and he's going to look the fittest horse in the enclosure, and he's had a big prep, so he needs to find it within himself just to have the one more big performance for us before we give him a break. But look, he was excellent throughout the week in his training. He's enjoyed a little bit of a change in atmosphere here on the Gold Coast, having spent the early part of his preparation at Agnes Banks and then travelled down to Flemington. But now, since being here, he's really been enjoying things. And not to say that he wasn't there, but it's, you know, the change in environment, I think, has helped us prolong his campaign. And he still seems very interested if you go by his training. And I think his run where he was able to make all last time a couple of weeks ago at Doomben, and to see him out galloping and into full stride was good viewing. And if he can get something similar from a relatively difficult barrier this week, that'd be great in such a big race and a target race. But it won't be easy for Brenton.
I understand. I tell you what was good viewing, James, was watching Manicure first up at Doomben 2 weeks ago. She was brilliant, ran sectional times, first run since April. I dare say it's a touch of improvement going to the Mayor's race today.
Yeah, she was open to improvement, but she shot to the front and she was fit first up. It was a qualifying race where she really needed to go there and win it. It was also her first black type win, so great for her page. She was a good filly last prep, and she's come back an even better mare. There's a lot of masculinity about her actually, and I can see her being extremely competitive again against these mares. Looks the right sort of race for her, and she's gone ahead in her work. She looks to have tightened up nicely for the second up run.
Now, I've got Duff on the line. Duff's preview hour. He likes getting on between 8 and 9, so we're just going to make it a bit shorter on Sydney.
I
won't go through Ray, but what are you thinking about Randwick?
Look, I'm probably not as strong at Randwick as I am on the Gold Coast, to be honest, which is probably a good thing. But given the big races here, but we like Marsupial running a vastly improved race on last time. You've got to go and watch his mid prep trial since his disappointing run at Randwick on that testing sticky track with the rain fell a little bit throughout the day, and we'd also like the look of our horse in the 7-furlong race. I can really see. I can really see Organza dropping back in distance beautifully, but Schubert will also be running a big race, a stable mate, that same event. So look out for those sorts of horses. And you could even ask Ron Ray. Mm-hmm. You could even ask Ron what he thought of the performance of Tanico last time.
Well, ask him. Duff, good morning to you. There's only one bloke that would normally hold us up for a preview hour, and that's the bloke that's just asked you. What are your thoughts about Tanico?
I take 2 weeks holiday. You run 20 minutes late, Andrew. So I thought Huey got too far back on him.
Yes, I think that's fair enough. And Hugh regretted that. As long as it doesn't happen again today in what looks like a slowly run race.
We've got to leave it there, mate. We thank you for coming and having a chat.
No, I've got a question, Andrew.
Oh, okay, righto.
I want to know about the 2 Exceed and Excel Colts at Flemington.
He went out of sung, isn't it, Duff? Microphone.
Yeah, so we jumped them both out up the straight, Ronnie, and Microphone was far more impressive than Orcs, and the price has been put up accordingly. But what I would say about that is that Microphone had the blinkers on, and we asked him to do a lot more because he's been a lazy colt, and he was going up and down in the one spot 5-6 weeks ago, and we needed to find something from within him. Whereas Orcsen, who's always had good reports about him, he was just held together a little bit more. I don't really have that much between those two horses just yet, but we haven't put them under race day pressure. So that could exist between the two horses, but I can't find that much between them myself. And hopefully, with the Blue Diamond you know, with the Blue Diamond previews and preludes just being around the corner, one of these two horses could put their hand up and suggest that they're really ready for a race of that sort of pressure.
I'm taking selfies while I'm on TV. I mean, also,
are you going to tweet that?
I'm going to tweet that, no, James. Is that okay?
I've got a big head,
but you're behind me, mate.
Won't be as good as the tweet you did with John Gosden from inside the Magic Million Sale Ground.
Thanks to Godolphin for organising that. And what about the golf T-shirt here?
Do you think this would fit you?
No, it wouldn't fit me. That you could use that gun, play nine holes now. Just go and have a whip around. Good on you, James. Thanks for coming in, mate.
Thanks,
Andrew.
Thanks, guys. Sorry to hold you up, Ronnie.
No, all right, mate.
James Cummings from Godolphin. Now, James is going to do, because Munsey's a duff.
Yeah.
I got here this morning at about 10 to 5 Queensland time, 10 to 6 back in Sydney. And Munsey was following me. That's how keen he was this morning.
Fair income.
Oh, mate, he's just been unbelievable. Duff, welcome back to radio. You were tipping like you know what last week. Is it going to continue today?
Yes, I reckon this Randwick meeting's a tough meeting. You know, there's different form lines across the board. We've got a 9-metre rail. I'd like to think I could find a few winners, but no, I'm lacking a little bit of confidence, to tell you the truth.
All right, well, I know you've done form for the Gold Coast as well. We'll get a winner a little while later from you. Now, Munz is just sitting down. We're already 10 minutes late and Munzee's just fiddling around
just
like you, you know.
Through this one.
Yeah, come on, mate. Can you give us something in the first, the market for race one?
Oh, well, Andrew, you know, I come say on. It repeatedly. It is not me that makes this program late. You have no respect for the clock that sits approximately 1.5 feet in front of you.
You
with
weren't,
eight,
saying,
11,
that, you weren't
11.
Saying that to James Cummings. All right.
Good mate of mine. Did you ask Mark Van Gester whether Jenny Duggan will claim on Vahari?
No, I didn't.
For God's sake. We'll
find that out. Here's the market for the January handicap.
Yeah, we've got Starfall here, the even money or $2 favourite. Taniko is out. Star Boy at $8.50. Miss Invincible at $5.50. Happy Mose at $34. Acquittal is an $8 chance. Designer Made is out. Exceltic over the page here at 11. Highway 66 with the concussion plates on the front coming off. It's an $8 chance. And Riviera at $11. Partners is a scratching. Just haven't got the deductions there at the moment. But the best supported runner here is definitely the favourite in Starfall. Went 2.30 out to 2.40 after Designer Made came out this morning back into $2 and has been easily the best supported runner here. It's an absolute mile in front of Star Boy. There was no money at all for Designer Made anyway. So that's the first.
Okay, Ray, who's doing speed maps?
Ronnie, yeah.
Yeah, I'll do the speed. It's Miss Invincible's fit. She's fast. She's up and running. She'll come across. Whether she can cross this Victorian Starfall is a question mark, but they're the two speed horses. Happy Mo, first up, has got speed, and probably Riviera and Partners just behind them.
Yeah, Starfall does look very hard to beat, doesn't he, Ronnie? And at $2 and the market suggests that. But I'm leaning towards Star Boy, a bit of a hunch, really. I just think he's a really promising horse. Where he gets to in the run to the first, to that first and only turn's a little bit of a concern. But JC probably will roll forward now with the scratchings. He did good things last prep, going from a maiden winning three on the bounce, including a highway and a strong scone sprint before a spell. We've heard he was injured. But that recent trial, Ronnie, when he was inside Rekindle Force, and he handled Rekindle Force in that scone trial, he's back in a good way, Star Boy. And just at the odds, I'll lean towards him from Starfall. Look, a couple of little negatives, if I can call him that. He's got to carry a big weight. He's been prepared potentially for a 1,400-metre race. He's coming back to 1,000 metres off an 1,100-metre win. Do you want to take the $2? That was the only thing that swayed me Star Boy's way. Miss Invincible, very honest, very genuine. And watch this filly, the 10 Riviera from the Team Hawk stable. One start, one win at Sandown back in May of last year. But her recent trial at Rose Hill was excellent. In the first, three Star Boy on top, 3, 1, 4, and 10.
I'm going with the unknown here, the Victorian Starfall. I just think he might have a bit of class about him. And these horses, although they're nice, fast horses, I just think this horse is going somewhere. I think there's been a little bit of depth in the two races that he's run in. Kieran just knows what horses to bring to Sydney already. He's had a lot of success here. He's going to be up in the firing line and hard to beat. I thought the danger could come from Highway 66 with so much pressure in this race. Look, I know she's not 1,000 1,000-metre horse. But I just think with all the pressure, 52 on her back, she's the one that's going to be steaming home late here. Four Miss Invincible. Whether she's got any upside to this preparation, I doubt, because she's had, you know, five or six runs already this preparation. But she's so consistent. There's no indications of her training off. And I think the other one is Quiddle, number six, sorry, is the other Denny Williams runner, is the horse that's going to be hit the line as well. So I'm marking them 1, 9, 4, and 6.
1, 9, 4, and 6 in the first for Duff. Darren Flindell likes 6 acquittal to beat 9, 3, and 8. 6, 9, 3, and 8 in the first.
And that deduction there for Designer Made, the only one there is a deduction, 8 cents to win and 8 cents a place coming out this morning.
Righto. What about this week's Tab Highway?
This week's Tab Highway is a Class 3 event over 1,600 metres, and the favourite is the Toppy in Hamerl at $2.15. Central Witness at $23. Fui San is 11. Trumbo came out yesterday, 3 cents to win and 3 cents a place. Harms at $8. Mina Harker at $11. Smart As at $10. Biodynamic with bar plates on the hind at $15. Bill's a Goodie is a $51 chance. Lucy's Legacy came out yesterday, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Tiara Road at $26. Sarim is an $8 chance. Delude at $16 and Guided a $51 pop. Yeah, one-way traffic here for Hamerl. Full field went up 240, was into 215 yesterday when those scratchings came out. No change from that. Second pick and a long way away is Mina Harker.
Surprisingly, this is a highway with no speed in it, so it could develop into a tactical affair. Probably Smart As and Sarim are the two go-forward horses here. I don't know what Mina Harker does first up at a mile, but could race closer considering the freshness, and Bill's a Goodie will box seat from that good draw.
Yeah, that's the only negative I could find, Ronnie, with Hamerl, was just the tempo and where he may get to in the run, slightly awkwardly drawn, but look, he just stands out to me. Both his runs this prep have been super. He was solid getting to the line first up in the 1,400-metre highway at Rosehill. Then you could argue perhaps he was a touch unlucky when beaten narrowly by Mubi over the mile at Warwick Farm. Mubi's a promising horse in good touch. Hamerl's third up, staying at 1,600, I know, but on the big Randwick track ideal, he's a horse going places. Just need the touch of luck from that awkward draw and the tempo, but I just think he's better than them. Ronnie, I've got him on top, clearly better the day for mine, Hamerl. 5, Harms, I think that's how you pronounce it. Both its Tari runs have been solid. He'll be running home well. The 12, Sarim, comes out of the Mubi Hamerl Warwick Farm Highway, so he was good that day. He'll be up on speed and give himself every chance. And 3, Fui San. I like the way Fui San got the line last start at Canberra. It's an each-way chance as well. 1, Hamerl, though, clear standout in the second. 1, 5, 12, and 3.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think he's the better of the day as well. And look, I think they'll risk him because of map and tempo angle. Like, he's drawn the outside barrier. He's usually a go-back horse, and this doesn't look a fast race. So he's got a few obstacles to jump here, but the fact is it's not a strong race, and he's going somewhere. He's had a mile lead up second up, so that's toughened him up now. He with even luck, he should win, and I'm very impressed with this bloke riding him, I'm telling you. So hopefully he makes all the right moves. I think Harms is the danger. 12.50 to a mile second up there last time and was competitive at highway level last preparation. I've got a big watch on Mina Harker. Didn't mind her trial. She resumes off a highway win at 1,800, so we know she can stick on a bit. And she gets in with that lightweight for Dolan. And Sarim, as you said, comes out of that Hamerl form. So if you're tipping him a good thing, Sarim's not going to be far away. 1, 5, 6, 12.
Darren Flindell likes Harms number 5 to beat 1, 6, and 12. 5, 1, 6, and 12 in race number 2. And just a quick mention on the meeting here at the Gold Coast. Most Important has just come out of the last. Race 9, number 1, Most Important. So the third race at Randwick, the Avery at Royal Randwick.
Benchmark 78 here, over 1,200 metres, and Cattersby, with the blinkers on today, the winkers come off, it's a $6.50 chance. Ghostly at $5. Mad for Art came out on Thursday, 7 cents a win and 7 cents a place. Seeking Glory, $7.50. Liz Dunvana's at $7. Hand from Above with a tongue tie on it, $23. Pumpkin Pie, $4.20. King Lear out Thursday, 2 cents a win, 2 cents a place. All from Scrap out Thursday, 2 cents a win, 2 cents a place. Tanico, $3.20 and favourite. and Roman Typhoon is a $31 chance. Best supported runner here is Taniko, although it went 350 all the way into 3, now back to 320. It's the best supported runner in front of Liz Doonvana, who's been 8 into 6, back to 7, and third pick would be Catesby the Toppie, who's got 11 into 9 into as short as it is now at $6.50.
Yeah, look, I'm a little bit up in the air with the speed here. It's probably going to be Catesby and Seeking Glory are the two that are going to be positive from those outer draws. So they could go forward. And then I think most people will read the speed of this race and probably go a little bit harder than normal. I could see Ghostly wanting to be closer. I could see Taniko wanting to be closer. I could see Liz Doonvana being closer from Barrier 1. So doesn't look a fast race on paper, but this is one of those races where they could go a little bit harder than expected.
I'm with the 4 Seeking Glory here, Ronnie. I think he's an underrated horse. He's very, very consistent. Hasn't missed a top 3 spot last 10 starts. He's won 4 of those. His 3 runs back off a long injury break have been super. I know there's that slight question mark about him at 1,200 metres. He has no exposed form beyond 1,000 and 1,100. But talking to Joe Pride and Jay Ford, they're very confident the horse is looking for 1,200 now. And there was evidence that last start when he worked the line nicely behind Tell Me and All Too Royal. The format of that race has really stood up. Tell Me, it was stakes place next start, All Too Royal won at Canterbury. And at his previous start, Seeking Glory chased home Heart Conquered, who's since come out and broken a track record at the Kenzo. So all the form around Seeking Glory is excellent. And we're getting 750 today in an open race. I think he's worth the gamble, as Ronnie said, up on speed, making his own luck. No issue at 1,200. I think it'll be hard to beat at the odds. 10 Taniko, a definite chance. Look, as we've heard from James Cummings and from Ronnie, she just got too far back last start. The key to that race too, they came home 33-35 the leaders, they didn't stop, so Taniko's effort to run fourth was really good, and she won't be too far away from that good draw here, stalking the leaders, hard to beat, does drop in the weights as well. 1 Catesby back on a firmer track can improve, and 5 Liz Doonvana, Ronnie, on her best form she could win this race, but her 2 runs late last year were indifferent, hasn't had a trial in between, so I just want to see her do something on race day. 4 Seeking Glory on top, 4, 10, 1 and 5.
Yeah, very tricky tactical race for me. I think Ghostly can improve. Look, it was 1,000 metre was too short for him first up, and he got too far back there with the 1,000 metre tempo. You may say, look, he hasn't won in a year, which is understandable, but it's only 6 starts back since his last win, so that's significant. I thought he did enough for the new stable, and I'll lean his way. I think Pumpkin Pie's a big improver here. She pulled up a little lame there first up, but I just feel that she can improve second up here. That was a bit of a on-pace dominated race that she contested there first up. So she's the big improver to my eye. 10 Taniko, with ridden a little bit closer, certainly got a good chance, as has Seeking Glory, who's just missed the consistency. Lots of good chances here. 2, 7, 10 and 4.
Yeah, Darren Flindell's with the 2 as well here. Ghostly number 2 to beat 1, 4 and 10. 2, 1, 4 and 10 for Darren in race 3. Previewing Randwick, we'll continue that on Racing HQ, Sky Sports Radio, Sky Thoroughbred Central after the break.
It's yearling sale time, and Dynamic Syndications will be active again at all major sales. As primary syndicator for the Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott stables, we invite you to join us, as together we aim at massive prize money. Our family-operated business has been involved with 13 Group 1 wins, including the Cox Plate, Golden Slipper, Caulfield and Rosehill Guineas, Blue Diamond, and many more. For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com, follow us on social media, or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3368-08.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Whoever you're backing, Tab's got you covered this Magic Millions race day. Place a fixed odds win bet on all races at Gold Coast, plus races 1 to 3 at Randwick and Flemington. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
So, who are you backing? Tab. Download the app today. Excludes SA and WA residents. Tab account bets only. T's and C's at tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help 1-800-858-858.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions, solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
It's here. TAB Queensland Summer Racing Carnival's electrifying $10 million Magic Millions Race Day, Gold Coast, today. Featuring Australia's best in the $2 million Magic Millions Classic, the $2 million Magic Millions Guineas, and a race card packed with top-class million-dollar racing. The $10 million Magic Millions Race Day, part of Australia's number one summer carnival. Gold Coast, today.
Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help, 1-800-858-858.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
It is the preview hour for Racing HQ. Ron Duffacy, Ray Thomas and Glenn Munsey's here with I at the Gold Coast. And we're looking at race four now. Glenn, the 2019 membership, and we'll get it in before January 31. Otherwise, you go on a waiting list for membership.
Yeah, we'll have to rustle up ours and get it in there, Andrew, to get paid. So, I know you're going away around the world again and probably won't be back till February, but the workers will be here doing stuff anyway. The fourth...
You're off for the next 3 weeks yourself. Please, come on, give us the market. Jesus, talk about potting a bloke and you're taking holidays the same length as me.
Yeah, but you're off it as of, 10 o'clock this morning. I'm still going to be here tomorrow.
You've got to give him the last word, Andrew.
Righto, race four here. This is the Fillies and Mares Benchmark 78. 1,500 metres. Can anyone remind me the last time there was a 1,500 metre race in the course proper at Randwick? Although Pelotronius does hold the course record there. Hysterical is an $8.50 chance. Blinkers on for that mare today. We're then Letter to Juliet resuming at $34. Sweet Victories at $8. Final Zero at $14. Strome is a $12 chance. Tory Joy, $3.10. Now, it went up $3.40, I think you'll find, this morning, if not a fraction longer. It's now $3.10. Bella Success is an $8.50 chance. Lorcel at $9.50. Celtic Love came out Thursday, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Extreme Bliss, Andrew Mannion to ride a half over at 56, is a $12 chance. See Hampton at $5. Madison Avenue out Thursday, 6 cents a win and 6 cents a place. Best supported runner here is Tory Joy, has doubled the investment of Letter to Juliet, is actually second pick here, the 33-1 chance. And next pick is Lorcel. They're the top three in race number four.
Yeah, there's two go-forward horses here. Hysterical, especially with the blinkers back on, and Final Zero's a go-forward horse as well, the Queenslander. Tory Joy will probably have to come across and try and slot in just behind them, and Lorcel from Barrier 2 there won't be far away.
Yeah, I had him rolling along at a genuine clip here, Ronnie, and I think it might set it up for C. Hampton. Both her career wins have come when she's come from off-speed and unleashed late. Last start, look, I know it was only a small field, but and she settled third from a good barrier. She loomed up to win at the Kenzo second up, but just got out-toughed late and tired on a run, but here she is third up. No excuses today. Tempo suits can be ridden more conservatively at Stalking Race. I think C. Hampton can unleash late. Down on the weights with 55, I think she's well placed here. The danger, I'm very wary of the six, Tory Joy. Look, she's a big, strong mare, as she showed at the Kenzo last start. She was under siege at the top of the straight, Ronnie, and she was drawing away again on the line. She's a very tough mare, in form, hard to beat. Hysterical does interest me now with the blinkers on. If she can control tempo, her run at Gosford was too bad to be true. Her previous start, she was very good behind Sweet Deal at Rose Hill. She's better than that Gosford run. With the blinkers on, she could improve sharply. And similarly, Sweet Victory, I don't know what happened to her at Gosford. She's better than that. At her previous start, she was showed second up at Warwick Farm. She wasn't far off her best. 11C Hampton, I just think this race sets up beautifully for her today, Ronnie. 11-6, 1-3.
Yeah, I'm with her as well. I reckon she's just had maybe a few niggles this prep, and it's just taken her a while to get her right. But there was indications that she's coming back last time. 1,500. I think it's a huge plus with a little jar out of the track for her today. She won third up last preparation. I'm a little concerned there's good money for a stable, mate. So far, you know, I think I wrote down $4 yesterday after late yesterday afternoon. So there seems to be a good money push early today. So whether that they go to the line with that after 9 o'clock, we'll keep an eye on that. But at this stage, I'm pretty keen on Seahampton to run well here. I do think the stable mate's the danger, Tori Joy. She's going to need a little bit of luck. I know there's a long run to the first turn there, but she's just going to need that little bit of luck with a bit of speed underneath her here. And she can, she's a tricky one. She can go a little bit hard as well if she sees daylight. Of the others, I'm very wary of Extreme Bliss, the Victorian here. Look, I know they went to Rose Hill three starts back and they went home with their tail between their legs. But since David stepped her up in distance, so she seems to have found form. It's taken a while. She went to 1400, ran a really good race at Sandown. Then he put her to the mile and she was absolutely dominant there, winning last start. And I like horses, trainers that from Melbourne that can travel their horses. And David is a proven traveller of horses. He gets a result when he does that. I'll put her in, and Three Sweet Victory can go much better. And she's another one. Just that little bit more jar out of the track today, that seems to be her go. 11, 6, 10 and 3.
For Darren Flindell, it's 10 Extreme Bliss, the one you've been talking about there, Duff, to beat 11, 5 and 6. 10, 11, 5 and 6. And Letter to Juliet was mentioned yesterday by Brad Gray in the preview at quarter to 10 on a Friday. So I think that's when a little bit of movement at the $41 started to happen there.
And you were correct, Ronnie. That was $4 yesterday, Tory Joy, and that was during the early bird promotion. So that was back yesterday.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, it was tremendous. Yeah, up and going yesterday, the Tab Early Bird Special. And today, a huge bonus bet offer for Magic Millions Race Day on any race at the Gold Coast. So it's any race here, and at Randwick, it's on races 1 to 3 and also at Flemington. But it's on every race here, the bonus bet offer, if your horse runs second or third.
And the best thing about that, it was great to see that the restaurant Ronnie spent yesterday in that had the Wi-Fi access and the, you know, that he was able to check that the prices are on there.
You're not missing anybody this morning. Mums are going out with a bang. Ray Thomas is just holding back there.
Hang on.
Let's look at the summer sprint here, race 5.
Yeah, the open here over the 1,000 metres and Jungle Edge. Won't he be happy, Mick Bell? They got that 4 mils of rain last night on the track and still in that soft range. It's a $3.50 chance, Jungle Edge. Batterhoth at $13. Marsupial is a $4 chance. Frolic. Now, the tongue control bit goes on. The winkers come off, the lugging bit comes off, and it's a $5.50 chance. Dissolute is the next runner here and was scratched this morning. I'll get the deduction for you in a moment. I don't think it'll be great. Ghostly out, no deduction taken there. Battle Anthem out, no deduction, and we've got to refund the money, which is disappointing. And then we get Single Bullet with the synthetic hoof filler today. He is a $2.70 chance. So most popular runner here, the deduction there for Dissolute is 5 cents a win and 5 cents a place. Most popular runner is Single Bullet in front of Jungle Edge and Marsupial. And Ronnie, I could have shouted all night with the money that had been invested on Battle Anthem, both win and place.
Really? Yes. I think Mick would be more excited about the scratching of Battle Anthem than the 3 mils of rain, because Battle Anthem was going to terrorise Jungle Edge in front there. There's no doubt about it. So this race has taken a whole new complexion. He completely dominates this race, Jungle Edge. Now, where are we looking for chases? You know, maybe even Single Bullet could find his back here, because I can't see many chases whatsoever.
Yeah, it's a difficult race now, Ronnie, because of those very factors. I'm with Single Bullet. Look, two starts back, he was outstanding over the Randwick 1,000-metre course on a soft five. He unleashed from back. It was a Single Bullet we've been waiting to see for 2 years. And then last start at Rose Hill, it was fair behind Bonhomie. That was a month ago. He's nice and fresh. That's his go. Go into these races nice and fresh. The improving track conditions, the rain around Sydney last night, Ronnie, I was very worried because I didn't want it to get to a soft seven, even in the heavy range. But soft six, potentially a soft five by the time Single Bullet races. That's exactly the same conditions as when he won two starts back. I'm with him, Single Bullet. The big key here, Robbie Dolan, can claim the full 3 kilos. Gets in with 49. Massive tick for Minor. 8 Single Bullet on top. 3 Marsupial. Look, I just love the way he trolled at Warwick Farm. He was trucking behind Invincible Star last start, freshened up since he went poorly in the Razor Sharp. There are excuses that day. He's better than that. He's a definite danger. Four Frolic, hard to get a line on her. Haven't seen her for a long time, but her two trials have been good. She was quite sharp in that recent trial at Canterbury run, up on speed on a heavy track. Golden Slipper runner-up on her best form. She'd blow this field away. One Jungle Edge. Now he controls up front. Very tough to beat. Old Warhorse Jungle Edge must include. Eight single board on top. 8, 3, 4, and 1. Tricky race now, Ronnie.
Yeah, look, life's not long in racing, and I like Single Bullet as well, but he has been given life for me a couple of times. But, look, you're right. He's back to the scene of the crime with similar conditions. I think the drop of rain helps him. At the 1,000 metres on the soft five, two starts back, he carried 60. He looked terrific winning there. You know, I don't know how strong that race was, but I think nice and fresh today with that weight, he can explode and you know, put that 200-metre sprint in that we know he's got and could easily put paid to them. Marsupial is the big improver. He had that obviously had that slow recovery last time, but that was an eye-catching trial recently, and he looks ready to go. There's no doubt about it. Jungle Edge, what you see is what you get. He's a tough nut. He's going to sprint at the top of the straight, and if he gets him off the bit early here on straightening, he may get them all thinking, a few of these, that's for sure. And we know he doesn't think he has a go. So he's right in this race, especially with that scratching. And Frolic is one of the biggest queries of the day. The trials have been inconclusive, but beautifully placed on her best form. And obviously she had an issue last preparation that's been rectified. 8, 3, 1, and 4.
Darren Flindell goes with the visitor Jungle Edge, number one on top, to beat 8, 4, and 2. 1, 8, 4, and 2 in the summer sprint. Now we move to race number 6 here, and we've cleared out Vahara, number 14, is Jenny Duggan here, Glenn.
Yeah, and you text Mark Van Gessel, he said she'll claim 1 kilo.
That's it, riding at 51 in on this horse, race 6, number 14.
Yeah, and riding because no senior riders were available to replace Serge Lisney here. The tab.com.au here, 2,400 metres, a benchmark 78 on City and Ruler came out Thursday. 4 cents a win and 4 cents a place. Follow suit at 8, Mazaz at 9. Drokic came out this morning, 6 cents a win and, yesterday, 6 and 6, Drokic. When we've got Solo Mission at $4.60, that price does make it favourite. Beijing Boards, 100-1 chance. We've got Over the Page here, Chinero, came out Thursday, 15 cents a win and 12 cents a place. Equipped at $8.50, Earth Angel at $12. Devil's Lair, $5.50. Dusk Falls at $34. All's In with the blinkers off at $41. Red Dream, Jean Van Overmeer is actually riding a kilo over at $54. It's $151 chance. Vahari, as we said, Jenny Duggan, $5.50. Curata Princess at $18. Uralla Boys, Michaela Weir, $61. He's Imposing, James Innes Jr. at $9. Celebrator out, no deduction. Lord Chamberlain out, no deduction. Not an overly vigorous betting race here. The most popular runner at this stage is Vahari in front of Solo Mission. Third pick becomes Follow Suit.
It's Uralla Boy to take it up, I would have thought, down the bottom here, one of the emergencies. Other than that, where do we look? Maybe Dusk Falls, maybe Beijing Board could race closer. And I'll be looking for maybe Chris Waller to change tactics on one of his to go. Usually he does that when he's got multiple runners that are back markers. Maybe Mazaz could be the one that goes forward just because of the draw.
Your toughest race of the day, Ronnie, is it? So many chances. I've come back to the 5 Solo Mission. Look, there's nothing wrong with his form except he does find it hard to win, but he's knocking on the door, and in these staying races, they seem to take it in turns. He gets his opportunity today. His last couple of runs have been sound. He was third over 2,400 metres at Rose Hill, not beaten far behind Mazaz. Last start, he was third again at Warwick Farm, going back to 2,110. That was behind Naval Warfare, who was low flying at the moment. Look, you know he's fit. You know he stays. If he gets a touch in luck and running, you know he'll be in the finish. Can he poke his head in front? I hope he can. 460, though, that you don't want to take any shorter than that. Five Solo Mission on top. Look, 9 Earth Angel. She chased home Naval Warfare last start in the Tats Cup. He was in a different race that day, but she's a mare that's always been held in high regard by Lindsay Park and got that stakes placing now. She's fit. She'll be running home late. 2 Follow Suit. Interested in Follow Suit, particularly if there's any market push for him. He was first up in that 2100 metre race at Warwick Farm, running 5th to Naval Warfare. Wasn't beaten all that far on a heavy track, so you'd expect improvement out of that. And 10 Devil's Lair, like the 5 Solo Mission, very consistent thereabouts. It was a Warwick Farm winner 2 runs back. This is his biggest test, but he's rock solid fit. And that run at Randwick last start, Ronnie, over 2400 metres, gee, was tough. He looked beaten 100 times in the straight and kept coming. 5 Solo Mission on top in a really tough race, race 6. 5, 9, 2 and 10.
Yeah, I'm reluctantly left with him as well. I wanted to tip his Gennaro, but obviously he's up here at the Gold Coast. But, yeah, look, he's a hard horse to catch, but he's ready to do something at the mile and a half. At 2 starts back, my name is Az, beat him at a mile and a half, but he's got a nice weight swing there. He's ready to go, and I'll lean his way with no conviction. I'm quite interested in Follow Suit here, interested in the fact that Chris resumed him on a heavy 8 at 2100, so obviously done a power of work, and that was his first run since August, so I'd expect that there'd be only upside to a horse like that. And second up here, 2400 with a 2100 metre hit out under his belt, he could be the improver. 10, the other stablemate, Devil's Lair, had its chance the other day, but did a good job sticking it out, and is probably more consistent than most here. And the best of the rest, I don't know how to approach this for Harry. It looks sensational, winning by 5 or 6 lengths there, but I just don't know how strong that race is. But the market likes it, so I think we should take that into consideration. 5, 2, 10 and 14.
Yeah, 14's the one for Darren Flindell to beat 2, 5 and 10. 14, 2, 5 and 10 in race number 6. They were Darren's thoughts, as you can see on your Sky Thoroughbred screen.
But they had Duff's fourth number as 15 and he said 14.
Okay.
So those people looking at the screen there, Duff's numbers are 5, 2, 10 and 14,
yep.
Not 15, Curator okay. Princess.
Righto, that's race 6 on the card. Of course, we're here at the Magic Millions and it is TAB Queensland Summer Racing Carnival. It's a huge day, electrifying to sum it up. $10 million worth of Magic Millions prize money. It features the $2 million Magic Millions Classic, the three-year-old guineas, and a race card packed with other $1 million racing. Come on, don't miss it out. The $10 million Magic Millions Race Day, a part of Australia's number one summer carnival. It's on here at the Gold Coast today. Call Gamblers Help for Gamble Responsibility, and help number is 1-800-858-858.
It's here. TAB Queensland Summer Racing Carnival's electrifying $10 million Magic Millions Race Day, Gold Coast, today. Featuring Australia's best in the $2 million Magic Millions Classic, the $2 million Magic Millions Guineas, and a race card pack with top-class million-dollar racing. The $10 million Magic Millions Race Day, part of Australia's number one summer carnival, Gold Coast, today.
Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help, 1-800-858-858.
Lazarus! Chicago Ball goes to second, but it's a great New Zealander, Lazarus!
Get ready to secure the very best that New Zealand has to offer. With a catalogue of the best yearlings available, buy from the best in the business at the NZB Standardbred Sales in Auckland and Christchurch. Contact NZB Standardbred now to request a catalogue or view online at nzbstandardbred.co.nz. New Zealand Bloodstock, where winning begins.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Whoever you're backing, TAB's got you covered this Magic Millions Race Day. Place a fixed odds win bet on all races at Gold Coast, plus races 1 to 3 at Randwick and Flemington. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
So, who are you backing? TAB. Download the app today. Exclude SA and WA residents. TAB account bets only. T's and C's at tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help 1-800-858-858.
It's a new millennium. Time for racing at Warwick Farm on Inglis Millennium Day, Saturday, February 9. Be trackside for Sydney's first $1 million race day of 2019. Headlined by the $2 million Inglis Millennium for two-year-olds, the $1 million Inglis Sprint and Group 2 Breeders Classic. An exciting day of racing, hospitality and free children's entertainment. Advance tickets from $12. Book now at theraces.com.au.
The Gold Coast Magic Millions is on Sky Sports Radio.
It is, and this is Racing HQ. We're on Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Sports Radio. The last three races to come at Randwick. Glenn Munsey from the tab. What about race seven?
Yeah, the ATC handicap here, a benchmark 88 over 1,400 metres. Malaise is out, no deduction there. Strathmore at $23. Perrette came out this morning, 17 cents a win and 13 cents a place. Samadout at $6.50. Organza, $3.40. That price makes it favourite now. Sweet Deal at $4.20. After All That at $7. Smart Edge, out, no deduction. Plazier, $26. Onslaught at $7.50. Schubert is a $4.80 chance. And Brazen at $41. The best supported now runner becomes After All That. And I wrote down $9.50 this morning, and it's now $7, but I'll check whether that was, I wrote it down before or after Perrette came out. But it is the best supported runner in front of Sweet Deal. And then next pick is Samadout in race number 7.
He loves control and he gets it again, Samadout. He goes forward. Now, where's the chasers? Maybe Onslaught brings Sweet Deal across there, and Organza will be a lot closer from that draw. So it's all about Samadout rolling along in front here.
Yeah, I've got Organza stalking Ronnie. This might be her race. In the Bell of the Turf, she just got into an awkward spot back in the field and ran on well beaten, less than a length from the line behind Sexy Eyes, who ran fourth. But this race sets up very similarly to how she won her Rose Hill race three starts back, tucking in behind the leaders, peeling off top of the straight. She was too good that day. I think it might be the same scenario. Back to 1,400 metres, perfect for her. As I said, gets run of the race stuff. Five Organza on top. From six, Sweet Deal, who's just in tremendous touch at the moment, just missed getting her city hat trick last start when Redouble nabbed her on the line, but she's certainly right in this contest, and at the 420, she's a decent price as well. As Ronnie said, the four, Samadout, just gets control again like he did last week. He's a tough, very fit racehorse, hard to beat. And seven, After All That, good effort behind a really promising horse in Deprive last start at Randwick. He'll get back but be running home. I think number five, Organza, gets run of the race stuff, Ron. Very hard to beat here. 5, 6, 4, and 7.
Same four numbers, different order. Look, this is another deep race. I've got no doubt about that. I just love the way she's going. She's got a little bit of desire, this preparation, Sweet Deal. She's, you know, two wins, 2 seconds, just a bob of the head the other day, and the way the race was run that beat her, where she just sat outside the lead there. But I think she's going to put in another nice, similar performance here, and that may just get her home. I think Organza is definitely the danger. I like her back in distance. I just don't know whether she runs the mile right out. I think 1,400's better for her. Some of that, what you see is what you get. If there's any, he'll give a good kick and he'll give a good fight. And that could well be enough again. And After All, that's the one that's going to be steaming home. He's up to 1,400 metres now. And that's the distance he has reacted well at in the past. 6, 5, 4, and 7.
Darren Flindell goes with Organza there, number 5, to beat 4, 2, and 6. 5, 4, 2, and 6 in what Ron has described as a real good, strong, competitive race with the market. Did you have a look at that price after all that?
Yeah, it was. It was $9.50 earlier this morning into 7. Sweet Deal was 5.
And that was after Perrette.
Yeah, Perrette, they took it out at 6 o'clock this morning, So I've written these down when I got here. So Sweet Deal's been 5 to 4.20. Organza's gone 3.10 out to 3.40. Schubert, who's the weight horse, I think it's got an 8 kilo weight swing on Sweet Deal for the run the other day. It's 5 to 4.80. So the major change there is Organza just getting out.
Righto, to race 8 we go at Randwick. The hashtag, the racer's handicap.
Yeah, benchmark 78 here over the 1500 metre distance again. And Turnberry, the toppy, is at $3.80. High Mist at 16. King Tom Lola at 12. Green Sweet is a $26 chance. Onslaught, out, no deduction. Deodoro is at $16. Amanito, out, no deduction. Eagle Bay at 11. Thy Kingdom Come, $2.20 in favourite. Charmers with the blinkers on at 6. Brother in Arms at 31. Chalk came out this morning, 6 cents a win and 6 cents a place. And Devlan, oh, it's been a firm, 301 into 151, but nowhere near as much as invested on Battle Anthem. So those Devlan punters, if you'd like to invest, please do so at tab.com.au. I need to go out for dinner. Turnberry, the best supported runner here over Thy Kingdom Come in race number 8.
Yeah, look, King Tom Lowell is a go-forward horse. Turnberry will take probably the third defence spot here. I think he has to go forward, Thy Kingdom Come. They got a result doing that last time, and Charmers probably follows him across with the blinkers back on. So I think King Tom Lowell and Thy Kingdom Come with Turnberry just behind them.
Yeah, they'll let Thy Kingdom Come roll, as they did last start, Ronnie, when he broke 122 around the Kenzo 1400 and decimated that field. He took bad luck out of the equation because he'd been dogged by bad luck at his previous starts. As Ronnie said, he'll either lead or sit outside King Tom Lola here in the controlling position. I thought he was really good last start, and the format of that race has held up. Ron, Love Shack Babies won 2 city starts subsequent to his second behind Thy Kingdom Come, and he's a horse who's always promised something. I've got to stay with him now. He's turned the corner. One Turnberry, he's a tough horse. He'll be up on speed. He'll box away all day. He won't be beaten far. He'll certainly be in the finish. 10 Charmers also racing consistently. I liked him on the quick backup 8 days ago. He was a good second at Canterbury. He won't be too far away. Interesting. In the 8, Eagle Bay. He hasn't shown anything really in his Australian starts, but maybe he's just needed a prep or two to get acclimatised, because his 2 trials, particularly that recent trial at Warwick Farm, Ronnie, he was just travelling all the way, finished a very close 30s at double figure odds. He's definitely one to watch, Eagle Bay. On his best form, he could win a race like this, even first up. But 9, Thy Kingdom Come, I think he's turned the corner. He can keep winning. 9-1, 10-8.
Yeah, I've always been a fan of his, and he's just taken a while to deliver. I'm just putting it down to him finding his most of his better runs are on those just when the jar's out of the track, and he gets that today. It's been well documented. Love Shack Babies won 2 races since. Hopefully he's got his confidence up. I think he's short enough, but I still think he's top pick. Turnberry's just been Mr. Consistency, and he'll give himself every opportunity again here today. I, like you, am very, very interested in Eagle Bay. I actually turned it on, you were halfway, I missed Jay Ford, but did he have anything to say about Eagle Bay?
Yeah, well, what he basically said, Ronnie, was that the feel that he gave him, all he can go on was that trial. If you hadn't ridden the horse before, and he gave him a really encouraging push for an Eagle Bay, because it was impossible to miss that trial, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I know. I'm definitely, he's a bet for me, you know, just on suspicion. And best of the rest is Charmers with those blinkers back on. I'm 9-1, very interested in 8 and 10.
Yeah, Darren, similar numbers. He goes 1 Turnberry to beat 9-2 and 8. 1-9-2 and 8 in race 8. We'll have to watch Eagle Bay over the next couple of hours see if there's any movement there.
I've got the first beer for tonight. There's $12 on Devlan.
just starting to warm up.
Put the 300s back up.
What about the last? The Autumn Carnival on sale.
Yeah, benchmark 78 here over 1,800 metres, and Astoria is a $6.50 chance. Collateral at $34, Live and Free, $3.20 in favourite. Reneged at 71. Asterius out this morning, 15 cents a win and 12 cents a place. Dalmatia Prince is a $23 chance. Monsieur Sisu at $5.50. Mutarakem at 14. Generalissimo at 14. Trafalgar 23. Island Missile at 6. So You Win at 10. Interweary gets the start now. Geez, he's got some pull. Darren Pearce, he managed to get a scratching when he was an emergency. It's an $11 chance and scratched all the emergencies there. No deductions for them. Best supported run, and more than half the total investment on the race is on Live and Free here. And second pick a very long way away is Astoria, and the only other runner in 4 figures at the moment is the reserve that's got the run in Interweary.
Okay, so a few of these emergencies are stretched, had speed, so it's left with Monsieur Sisu to take it up here. Interweary will kick up and get a lovely trail behind. Maybe a horse like Dalmatia Prince, now that he's up to 1,800, could go forward, but that's just a could.
Yeah, plenty of chances in the last again, Ronnie. Look, on that theme, I've gone with the 13, Tuiri at the odds. He was scratched last week to be saved for this race, back out to the 1,800, third up. Ideal setup for him, tucking in behind Monsieur Sisu. He was third to that horse at Warwick Farm on a heavy track just before Christmas. Heavy tracks aren't in Tuiri's go, so back on by the time the last is run, certainly will be a soft five, potentially even a touch better. Ideal conditions for him. Run of the race stuff, $11. He makes appeal for mine each way, 13 into Weary. Number three, Live and Free. You'll go a long way to see a better ride than Tommy Marquin's last start on this horse to win at Randwick. But in saying that, the horse was outstanding himself, chopping and changing, finding his balance and accelerating off a dime virtually. It was a terrific return to form by Live and Free. And with Robbie Dolan's claim, he's actually not badly placed with 58, a half kilo less than he carried last start. So he's got to be included. Seven Monsieur Sisu, tough as all teak at Warwick Farm. He was under siege there, refused to be beaten. On trial at the 1800, I'm pretty sure he'll run this right out and be hard to beat. And one Astoria, doesn't win often, but his last two runs have been sound, and he's back up to his right distance here. Competitive race to close the program, Ronnie. 13 into Weary each way, 13, 3, 7 and 1.
I like 12 here, so you win. I've liked these two runs back from a spell. I think he's got upside. I can see that he needs a lot to go right from a tricky draw for a back marker, but if things happen to fall into place for him, I think he can win. I think Live and Free is a danger now that he's hit the line and won a race this preparation. He should hold that form now, but this is a lot different than the other day where he got all the breaks. He's got work to do here, Dolan. If he does, he's certainly in the finish. I know he hasn't won for a long, long time, Astoria, but I actually think he's going okay. And he's got a few grades on a few of these runners. Mm. And seven Monsieur Sisu, well, he's up there, out of trouble, with a 9-metre rail. And if this track's playing to leaders early in the day, he's certainly going to firm in the markets. 12, 3, 1 and 7.
Darren Flindell goes with Live and Free, number three, to beat 7, 11 and 8. 3, 7, 11 and 8 for Darren in the last. Ray, what's your best today?
Yeah, I think Ronnie and I are on the same page here. Andrew, race two, number one, Hamul. He just ticks all the boxes pretty much for mine, and I think he's the bet of the day.
Race two, number one for Ray. How are you going to play it, Duff?
Yeah, nothing too exciting for me. I'm with him as well. And I can see he's got work to do, but I just think he's by far the best horse in that race. And even lucky wins. Race two, number one, Hamul.
Okay, so race two, number one for both. Now, we've got a couple of minutes to just get your thoughts, Ron, on the Magic Millions along with Ray. What do you like in the two-year-old race, Duff?
Look, I'm very confident Tsar Sun's going to run a really, really good race here. I just like what he does. I know he probably hasn't met a few of the depth of horses that some of his opposition has, but every time his two runs, when he's won, he's just powered through the line and it just kept running through the line. And obviously everyone took note of that trial, and you know that could have been flattered being a wet track trial against Unite and Conquer, but still he did it. And every time he's been on the track in trials and in races, he's actually quite excited me. So I'm betting with a little bit of confidence with him, and I can't believe the price better reflection. I think she's a good filly from what I've seen of her. Her effort to win the Callaway Gal was outstanding. They ran quicker than the boys, and she's tremendous value.
And a quick one on the three-year-old guineas. Does anything beat Outback?
Look, this all depends how easily they let Boomsar across. They won't want to just treat him as the bunny, or they might be in trouble. I think it's a two-horse race, but I'm leaning to Outback Barbie.
Okay. Mate, we'll hear from you and watch you through the day on Sky Thoroughbred Central. Duff, have a good day out here, mate.
Yes, thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, Ron. Ron Duppacy there. And Ray, you were a Tsar Sun as well?
No, I think he's top four. I think the four favourites are the best four in the two-year-old classic. But I'm with Exhilarates, Andrew. I just thought she was so good at the Gold Coast last week. I know Tsar Sun and Unite and Conquer have beaten her in a lead-ups. But we heard from James Cummings, this filly has improved six lengths. We saw that last week. She was dominant. I think she's the one to beat. And Outback Barbie does look really hard to beat.
Sorry, Ray, we have to leave it there, mate.
Yep.
Bondi each way. Thanks a lot, Ray.
Thanks,
Ray Thomas and Ron Duffacy completing our Sydney preview.
Sky Sports Radio has your perfect start to a winning day. Racing HQ is the complete package of all the day's vital racing information.
She'll get a lovely run just in behind the speed.
She's got a win in her very soon.
From 10, we'll preview the major New South Wales meet. And you'll hear from all the newsmakers, trainers, jockeys and owners. Racing HQ is required listening every morning on Sky Sports Radio.
Okay, Lano, what are we calling it?
How about this, Mum? The Bingley This Only Happens Once a Year Absolutely Massive Deals.
Hurry up!
On a huge range of the world's leading brands in everything from fridges and washers to TVs, computers and Bluetooth speakers.
I've got to go now.
At prices you won't believe sale.
It doesn't really roll off the tongue.
But, Mum, this year's sale is bigger than big.
The Bingley Bigger Than Big Sale. Done.
But, Mum!
Lano.
The Bigger Than Big Sale. On now at Bingley.
The catalogue for the 2019 Melbourne Premier Yearling Sale is out now. 786 yearlings on offer from March 3 to 6 at a renovated Oaklands Junction. A new look venue, the same English passion. Catalogue available at inglis.com.au.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Whoever you're backing, Tab's got you covered this Magic Millions race day. Place a fixed odds win bet on all races at Gold Coast, plus races 1 to 3 at Randwick and Flemington. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
So, who are you backing? Tab. Download the app today. Excludes SA and WA residents. Tab account bets only. T's and C's at tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help 1-800-858-858.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
The only place to catch the very best equine superstars from around the globe, first time, every time, is right here. Live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
Your complete Brisbane preview comes up at 9:30.
The Interstate Form Preview is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Yes, and those bonus offers every race here at the Gold Coast and then races 1, 2 and 3 for both Randwick and Flemington if your horse runs second or third. And also at Randwick there's the Big Six today, a jackpot. They're meant to get to around 100,000 today starting with race number 4. It's still a hive of activity here at the Gold Coast. The horses have finished track work. Fedigam Sky staff, how many do we pay here, Muns?
I think they all do it for love, Andrew. Yeah, seriously, but there's plenty here. I tell you what, big news, equal favourites now in the Magic Millions, Exhilarates and Tsar Sun.
Really?
$5 each of two. Tsar Sun and Exhilarates, 5 each of two. And Hightail, who was $10 before, is now a $7.50 chance.
Okay.
So that's 12 to 7.50.
And that's this morning.
Yeah, well, 10 to 7.50 this morning, 12 to 7.50 after... Yes, 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 was scratched. So that's a significant move there for Hightail in the two-year-old Magic Millions a little bit later today.
All right, off to Flemington we go now. And in Melbourne, 24 degrees and a fine day. Good four and the rail at 6 metres. Race one, take out number 10. Races two and three are clear. Race four, 3 and 8. Race five, number 8. Race six, number 10. Race seven, clear. Race eight, 1 and 11. And race 9, it's a simple case of the four emergencies, 17, 18, 19 and 20. And Dean Lester's done the form for Chester Manifold Day. Good morning to you, Dean.
Good morning, Andrew.
How's everything in Melbourne? Has it been warm down there?
It was warm yesterday, yes. It's very pleasant this morning, as far as I can tell. How's your voice?
Voice is just going to get to the line. 2 hours to go, Dean, and then it can have a rest.
It needs it. No. Well done. You've had a big week. I've seen you everywhere.
Mate, the sales have been extraordinary, and Victorian trainers up here, and there's a lot of them sticking around till the second sale tomorrow. They haven't been able to get into the first sale.
Yeah, well, it's been a big ticket item to get into the first sale.
Yeah, it has. How's the Chester Manifold look today?
Yeah, it's a competitive race, pretty evenly graded race. I'm hoping for a bit of value in that race.
Okay, we'll get to that along the way. And Mark Hutter's done the form as well. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Ross. I think the best news might be there for Byrne, I think, if your voice needs a break.
Yes. Yeah. No, she's already texted me saying, how are things? I said, don't worry, you won't be talking to me tonight. So, no, everything will be all right there.
Well, she might be talking to you, but you won't be talking to her.
There won't be a lot of response. No, yeah. It'll be just writing at that stage.
Yeah. And how's the weather where you are, Mark?
Magnificent. Mons, it hasn't changed in 4 or 5 days.
Well, hey, let's hope it doesn't change in the next 2 weeks from that, because I'll be there tomorrow at lunchtime.
We can say that Mark's enjoying some warm weather as well. All right, let's look at this program. Begins at, now we've got to say, 12:30 Melbourne time.
Yes, and this is the two-year-old. So we got Oxen here as a $5.50 chance. Biggie at 81. Blazing Engine, $8.50. Cassius at 16. Logan's Blade is an $81 chance. Microphone, the favourite here, at $2.20. Piscean at 41. Platini at 7.50. Seven Rays at 31. Skador is out. And Pretty Brazen, a $4.60 chance. All about the favourite here in Microphone. 2.60 into 2.20. Was 2.20 after Skador came out and has sat there at 2.20 for quite a while now. The only other runner there's any significant money for, Pretty Brazen. But interesting to note, there's money here for Piscean, who finished down the track. It's only started Geelong. You don't see money for $61 chances into $41 very often.
Okay. We had James Cummings on earlier, and I know Melbourne Radio spoke to him as well, Dean. He offered up that in his belief there wasn't too much between theirs.
Yeah, well, there's a big discrepancy in the price, Andrew, and it's a little bit hard to assess because Microphone's been the second trial. He's had three, and the second trial is very sharp, and then a much more controlled gallop down the straight. And Oxen, in his straight trial, was asked to do very little, and he was out wide by himself. So they were sort of certainly different dynamics in the trial, and their intent was certainly different in the trials. I'm tipping Microphone. I thought he's made good improvement every time you've seen him. And as I said, I thought it was a more controlled gallop last start. I thought Pretty Brazen trial quite well against older horses at Terang recently, and makes its debut here for the McAvoy Yard. Oxen, nothing wrong with the way it trialled down the straight. As I said, it was by itself, asked not to do very much at all, and maybe Blazing Engine next best, but certainly could often hold a big hand. 6.11.13.
Yeah, very similar. I'm just down the bottom there to Pretty Brazen, who, as Dean mentioned, trialled at Terang against the older horses. It was a while ago, but looked to trial really well, looked strong through the line, and I like its style of horse. To beat number one, Oxen, asked to do absolutely nothing down the outside, looked to have plenty to offer. Six Microphone, interesting trials winning by so far. You don't see that very often with the two-year-olds. I just wonder what it will have left at the end of 1,000 metres, and I threw number three Blazing Engine in. I thought placed best, didn't really like the rest. I'll go 11, 1, 6, then 3.
Okay, Matt Hill calls, and he likes the 6 to beat 11, 3 and 1 in the first. 6, 11, 3 and 1. Race 2, this is for the 3-year-old fillies.
Yeah, we've got First Diamond as an $18 chance. JJ Dar, $4.60. That price makes it favourite, actually. Melveen, 21. Baldariel at 6. Benito, 4.80. Sweet Jazz, 4.80. Vivi Valentina at 5. And Angel Lass is a $6 chance. JJ Dar, the best supported race. Here, $5 into that $4.60 quote, has nearly three times the amount of money and very little separates Sweet Jazz and Angel Lass as second and third picks.
Sweet Jazz having only its second start here. Mark, how do you see race two?
Very tough race. Not much between them, not much with surprise. I'll go with number two, JJDR, who's had the two runs back from a spell, had absolutely no luck last time, should be ready to fire, get that 3 kilo claim. Sit behind them and chime in at the right time. To beat number four, Bold Ariel, not so well off at the weights this horse, but I just think if they've mended its barrier manners and getting onto dry ground, it's got a good chance. 5, Benito, didn't seem to appreciate it amongst them last time. There's another one with a hope. And 7, Vivi Valentina, coming back to 1,200 metres with the blinkers back on, has got some chance. Not much between them at all. I'll go 2, 4, 5 and 7.
Yeah, I'm going to go with JJ Dar, but there, as Mark said, there's very little between them. I thought her performance last start, well, she was very unlucky. She clipped heels twice, nearly fell, and then got going on the line really nicely. I think she'll be hard to beat. I thought Sweet Jazz was a really good win at Stony Creek. She got held up for a run, then when she got through, she really put them away and ran sharp late sectionals. I think she'll measure up. Vivi Valentina, back in distance with the blinkers on, has got some hope. And First Diamond was just out in no man's land last starter. I just don't think she should be the outsider of the field. She's got a little hope here, but yeah, very even race. 2-6-7-1.
2-6-7-1. And Talia Hope's just been getting on a couple of nice rides of late.
She has, Andrew, yes. She's getting a good opportunity, especially through Patrick Payne.
Yeah, and deserves it too, because she's been through a hell of a lot.
Yeah, and she came up here the other day. She had a couple of rides at Ram, and she rode them really, really well. Yeah, she did. Yep.
All right, good luck there with Talia and your top tip in race two. Race three here over the mile.
Yeah, we got a loft here. It's a $31 chance. A little bit of money for it. We bet $81. Now $31. Ullman is at $7.50. Sosie Bon, good on you, mate, at $5.50. Torgerson at $7. Salence at $2.40 in favourite. Gazoo at $3. Adirondack at 61, and Unrealistic's $151 chance. Well, more than double the investment on Salence than there is on Gazoo. Salence, $272.50, $240. Gazoo, $393.53, but double the investment on Salence. So Sosie Bond's been $440 to $550, and Allman's been $6 out to as much as $8 back to $750, and Torgerson's been $5 out to $7. They're the moves of those in the market.
And I reckon Salence was scratched last Saturday, Dean. Saved, obviously, for this.
Scratch Saturday and Sunday, Andrew, from Warrnambool, which was just a little query that maybe it was only sort of 10 days between his win at Caulfield and into that weekend. Maybe they just wanted to give him an extra week. I hope all's well, because if it is, he should beat these. It's a messy speed map. There's not a lot of pace. I'm thinking maybe Torgerson with the blinkers on might take up a proactive role, and Sosie Bond will be prominent. And ultimately, I just think Silence will probably out-sprint them. He's just got a great turn of foot, and coming through the grades, I think he can win. Torgerson, running well. These are the sort of horses D. Oliver can just pick up and lift and get them over the line and change their habit from running second to winning. I think he's the danger with that riding change. Ullman, at least an encouraging run last start. He hit the line. He'll be running on. And Guizzo, nothing wrong with his win at Warrnambool next best. 5, 4, 2, and 6.
Yeah, I've just got that scratching last week in the back of my mind that steers me away from Silence. So I'm going with number 6, Guizzo. It and Silence met in that race at Warrnambool. Silence was a better run, but there wasn't a heap between them. Guizzo came out last time and bolted in. Just think it's got a turn of foot here with that messy tempo, turn of foot that just might get it over the line. Beat number 5, Silence. Good win last time. Don't know why it was scratched. If all's well, it's certainly the one to beat. 3, Sosie Bon. Won okay last time. He just needs to get some cover from that gate, and I don't know how that's going to happen. And 4, Torgerson, with Oliver going on and the blinkers going on, is thereabouts also. 6, 5, 3, 4.
For Matt Hill, it's 2, Ullman on top to beat 5, 6, and 4. 2, 5, 6, and 4. And Matt in race 2, like 5, to beat 2, 3, and 6. 5, 2, 3, 6. To race 4, we go now at Flemington over the 1,400.
Yeah, the furlong bar. Right, Blinder here is a $4 chance. Torto, $2.60 in favourite. Robe de Fate is a scratching. Then we've got Kaplumpitch at $5. Symphonette, $5.50. Banger at $16. Recorza at $16. Astrobite is out. Magnasiva at $18. And happily to be an $18 chance as well. Well, it's all here. Torto, $2.90, $2.70, $2.60. And been 260 for a while now. It has more than 5 times the investment on it than any other runner. Kaplumpitch is second pick, and third pick is actually Recorza.
How much potential's it got, Marco Torto?
Well, it's certainly got some, Andrew. It's the one to beat. I think all it has to do is train on from that first up run, and it should win. We've seen good form come out of the race. It was a good run. It'll be tucked away midfield somewhere, and as I say, if it's trained on, I think it wins. If it doesn't win, I don't know where to go. I put number 4, Kaplumpitch, in for second. A plain run last time. It's better than that. 10, happily to be. Not so much off its win, just the fact it's got no weight. And then number 1, Blinder, who won okay last time. I think that was a weaker race, but at least it'll run the 1,400 metres strongly. 2, the one to beat from 4, 10 and 1.
Oh, I think he's the better of the day, Torto. I thought he ran really well first up, down closer to the inside, down the straight. And I think he's on the up. A few of these have had a little bit of racing now, and I think he's the one to beat. Plum Beach was back in trip last week, was very one pace, back up to 14 might suit, but he's deep into a preparation now. Symphonette, she got a long way back in a fast run race at Moonee Valley. Maybe the 1400 will suit her better, gets Damien Lane. And Blinders in his fifth run for first preparation. He's doing a good job, but this is a stronger race, and it probably has to go back from the draw. So I think it all points to O'Tordo winning 2, 4, 5, and 1.
Matt Hill likes it as well. The 2 to beat 1, 4, and 5. 2, 1, 4, and 5. We're here at the Gold Coast in our OB van, boys, and listeners would have known that were listening to us for most of the morning, but we're in a tight little spot. We're in a position that I'm glad I'm not reversing the OB van or this little van to get out when we finish at 11. I'm glad Ben's doing that, the tech. But there's a water truck, boys. I don't know. What's he? Hang on.
It's not water, because he's just filled the generator up there, so I'd say you've got diesel in there.
Well, I hope he moves away, because he's that far or that close to us.
He's had a 137-point turn at the moment to get out.
And all I can say is I'm glad he's missed us three times, Dean. I thought he was coming into the track with us there at one stage.
That's not ideal, Andrew.
No, but Ben's gone out to help him now. Ben, the tech.
He's
getting it done now, well and truly. Righto, it's all happening here, a hive of activity at the Gold Coast.
Yeah, see, you wouldn't be used to that, Andrew, you know, because your driver would just be turning up at a certain point to meet you in the car.
Exactly. Yeah. Now Ben's trying to really instruct him, the tech, this is the way you get out. I mean, Ben's been here once.
Been here once, yeah. We're actually at the back of the 1,800-metre chute here at the Gold Coast.
I thought that's where you were.
Just before they get to the stripping sheds here of the morning.
All right, let's move to, things are just going
swimmingly.
Yeah, no, he's reversing out now. He's all under control.
Sweet as a cheese. I tell you what, these blokes, that's not even a big truck, realistically, but they are absolute freaks to see them, how they can back into, they've got about 3 inches either side sometimes. They just go in as though it's a, 23-lane highway.
Yeah, he's done a big job, that bloke. All right, race five we go. Over the 2,000 metres.
Yeah, and they must be naming all the races after the new facilities at Fleming. This is the club stand.
Yes.
We've got Age of Fire here. Haven't had the opportunity to go for a wander through there. $8.50, Age of Fire. Beauty Way is a $3.60 chance. Masculino, the favourite, at $2.15. Shoreham at $31. Snowano at $21. Tarquin's at $19. Second Bullet is at $4.60. Shazozo is a scratching Euroman at $34. This is the best supported runner on the program, Masculino, $2.30 into $2.15. I don't think they'll have a race named after the betting ring, because if you're feeding and blink, you'll miss it at Flemington.
Okay, on that front, here's Dean's thoughts on race five.
Yes, it's a small township now. I'm going with Masculino. I actually think Zach Spain's a really good engagement for this horse. He rode him really well last winter. He was a bit more proactive on him than maybe last start. I thought Elgalale just had the better turn of foot in a slowly run race. Gets back to Flemington. I think he can win. I think Second Bullet's the danger. I like him when they have his racer space, which they do now pretty much all the time, month between runs. He's drawn for a good run. He goes best for D. Oliver. Beauty Way, I don't think he can turn the tables on Masculino, but he'll be competitive. And one Age of Fire, who I think is looking for softer ground. Blinkers on, he'll be on pace over 2,000 next best. But I like Masculino, 3-7-2-1.
Yeah, they're my four numbers, just a different order. I'm hoping he can turn the tables here, number two, Beauty Way. Wasn't sure it was ideally suited by the valley there. I thought it was okay late. So getting onto a bigger track, I would imagine it rolls forward with Masculino set somewhere handy, and just thought it might have more improvement from that race. To beat number three, Masculino, claim for Zach Spain will go forward. Be very hard to beat again. Seven, Second Bullet, has trialled really well since that last run, and one Age of Fire, who has to improve but does get the blinkers back on. 2, 3, 7, and 1.
Matt Hill likes number three, Masculino, to beat 7, 2, and 4. 3, 7, 2, and 4 in race number five. Yeah, it's a brand new, whole new grandstand there. And, they are dwindling, Dean, the numbers of bookies these days. And obviously that's the case there.
Oh, they've spread them out too, Andrew. That's the other thing.
Okay.
They've got them in different areas. But the actual rails is a pretty disappointing sight, to be honest.
Yeah, it's a moving game racing. And it is the side that has... and sadly, because, you used to go to meetings back in the 70s and 80s and you used to hear the bookies. It added so much colour and everything to it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And, And they're in a lot of bother there if it rains, put it that way.
Yes.
Okay.
They've got half a tree.
All right.
Not that they had a massive amount of coverage in the opening ring at Flemington.
Right.
Yeah.
Here's another one, the Bluegrass. This is race number six.
Bluegrass Bar here with Just a Halo at $31. Flying Krupt at $4.80. Nantali's at $5. Twitchy Frank's actually favourite here at $4.40. Huzzy's Glow at $31. Amatentia at $7.50. Set to Sparkle at 13. Remember the Name at 7. Fudged at 31. Ocean Deep is a scratching. Sister Kitty Mac at 19. Gina's Hopes an $8.50 chance. Fairly busy betting race without anything being well above anything else. Twitchy Frank's actually the best supported runner here in front of Nantali, then Flying Krupt, and very close to them, Set to Sparkle, Remember the Name, and well, the scratching now, Ocean Deep. But yeah, plenty of money for plenty of runners.
Hey, Mark, can Flying Krupp do it again?
Yes, it can, Andrew, I think. Look, it hasn't got Craig Williams, but Taylor Crowther knows the horse well, rode it well a couple of starts ago. I think the race sets up nicely for it. I think it will drift back off midfield, get to the outside, and I don't think it will miss each way. To beat number four, Twitchy Frank, got out in time last time to get the job done. Going to be very hard to beat again, never runs badly. Three, Nantali, probably coming through better races and fitter for two runs back. And maybe number six, Amatentia, next best with that big weight drop. Might need one more run, but the big weight drop will certainly help. I like two each way, 2, 4, 3, and 6.
I like Nantali here. I think she's just about ready to go. She's third up. She's back to mare's grade. And I think the real key element here is that Damien Lane goes back aboard. He was really the pivotal part of her improved form over the winter. And he takes the ride to beat number two, Flying Krupt. Absolutely nothing wrong with the win last start. It was terrific. It was a terrific ride, and her previous form good with Kayla Crowther aboard. So I think the speed of the race will suit, and she's drawn to get a lovely run. She's the main danger for mine. Little chance to remember the name. Probably just got just sucked into the speed last start, first up, and blew out. I think fitter for that run. Barrier one here is a little concerned, but I think she's competitive, and Twitchy Frank up outside the lead. Won at this meeting last year over 1,400. Will give a good sight. 3, 2, 8, and 4.
3, 2, 8, and 4 for Dean. Matt Hill likes number 6 to beat 4, 2, and 8. 6, 4, 2, and 8 for Matt Hill in race number 6. Working through this day at Flemington, we're up to race 7 down the straight over 1,100.
Yeah, we're in the paddock bar now, Andrew.
And moving around, we'll be well and truly smashed by the time we get to the Chester Manifold.
You can drink soft drink in a bar, Andrew. You know,
Sweps,
yes,
actually.
Yeah. Yes, you could have a Sweps Flemington Fling or just a straight Pepsi Max. Yes, and there's one waiting for me in the fridge here. I'm Wesley is a $6.50 chance here in race number 7. Stellar Collision at 34. Glen Rowan Prince at 151. Invincible Al is a $4 chance. Princeton Spirit at 12. Rocket Tommy at 26. Order of Command at $2.30. Prosado 13. Chauffeur with a new trainer now, Darren Weir, a $14 chance. Sir Donald at 26. Sam's Image at 21. And Eastwood is a $26 chance. All about Order of Command here. 3.5 times your money on it than Invincible Owl. Order of Command has been 310 to 230. Invincible Owl is still a firmer, 550 into $4. It was 440 first thing this morning, and they are a very, very, very long way ahead of the rest.
I'm just looking. Has Chauffeur had a run down there, Dean?
No, it hasn't, Andrew. He's had a jump out at Terang recently, but he hasn't had a run yet.
Okay, now a new stable, obviously, with Darren Weir. What are your thoughts in this?
I'm going with Order of Command. He goes up to open grade today, but he's just a good straight horse. He's progressing well. Just think he's been beautifully placed through his grades to maximise the dollars on offer, and he can win again. I'm Wesley's a good horse from Tasmania. We've seen him down the straight before. He'll run well. I think he's drawn for a great run. Chauffeur I'm putting in just as a bit of a wild card. We'll see where he's at today, but I thought his trial was okay recently, and Invincible L with the lightweight always runs well in these races, but on with Order of Command to win again, 7, 1, 9, and 4.
Yeah, I think it's the best for the day, Order of Command. It's better suited 1,100 metres, it's flying, it just goes super up the straight. Ollie rides it perfectly, and I'll be surprised if it doesn't win. I put number 4, Invincible L, in for second, just beaten last time, never runs badly. 8, Prezzato, just got no cover last time, with a better ride it can feature. And number 9, Chauffeur, who looks to have trialled up quite well. Certainly wouldn't shock to see it run a big race for Weary first up. But 7, the one to beat, 7, 4, 8, and 9.
Matt Hill likes the toppy. I'm Wesley, number one, to beat 7, 4, and 5. 1, 7, 4, and 5. We get to the feature now. Sorry, Gwen.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, if you have a look at him, Dean, he'll get you in, chauffeur. I'll give you a word of warning.
I'm sure he would. The worry is the form, but anyway.
It's interesting they've sent him down there. Will Weir be able to weave some magic? We'll wait and see.
He might be 2 stone too heavy, chauffeur, and might be too late to take that weight off.
Well, he's got actually another one. Takedowns down there now with Darren Weir, and he lines up in the Chester Manifold.
Yeah, we got Chamois Road is out, so we start with Illustrious Lad at $14. Takedown now with Weary, of course, at $10. Cabeza de Vaca at $7. Call Me Handsome at $10. Thanks, Andrew. Rock and Gold at $14. Cool Chap at $13. Turn It Around is a $23 chance. George Patton at $26. Holbein, $6.50. Leodoro's out. The favourites are down the bottom here. Manolo Blahnik, a $4 favourite, and Mr. Moneybags at $4.40. There is less than $200 between. Mr. Moneybags has been 5 into $4.40, mainly through scratchings, and Manolo Blahnik has been basically $4 unchanged. Third pick is Holbein. Next pick is Call Me Handsome.
Dean, how do you think it'll be run over the 1,400 here?
I'm pretty keen that Cabeza de Vaca is probably the leader from Barrier 1, and Holbein will just go straight up and sit outside. And I think they'll go along with a reasonable speed horse like Mr. Moneybag has got to try and find a spot from out wider. And Turn It Around's got blinkers first time, so he's Barrier 2. I think he probably lays down to the rail behind Cabeza de Vaca.
And it's interesting, Cabeza gets the blinkers on again today in this race. Mark, which horse wins the Chester Manifold?
I'm going to tip down the bottom, Andrew, number 13, Mr. Moneybags, who will need luck from that barrier. It's drawn wide. There's a fair chance it will race wide, but that doesn't seem to disadvantage it too much. Good win last time. And just have some luck and keep its momentum going, it'll be hard to beat. I think the best value runner is number 7, Cool Chap. Cool Chap flies fresh. It's trialled well. It'll need to get the brakes in the straight, but look for it to be running on strongly. 12, Manolo Blahnik. 2 runs back from a spell have been quite good. Just whether it's fit enough for the 1,400 metres is going to be a query. And I threw number 6, Rock and Gold, in for 4th, who's found a new lease of life getting out to 1,400 metres. 13, 7, 12 and 6.
I'm very keen each way on 10 Holbein. I think getting to 1,400 is the key. He had a pretty ordinary early start to the campaign in spring. He won at Geelong, but he was going poorly. Had a freshen up, ran well Melbourne Cup Day, then back to 1,100, 2 starts back, ran well. And last start in the standees, that was a high-pressure race, and he was really good, I think. Outside lead here, I think he's got a great each-way chance to beat 12, Manolo Blahnik. Will need a good ride from Dwayne Dunn from the draw, but he's hitting form again, as he did about this time last year. 4, Cabeza de Vaca leading, giving a good sight. He's trialled up quite well, and Cool Chap's trialled really well for this. He doesn't win out of turn, but he's going to get a great run, and he's over the odds. 10, 12, 4, and 7.
A thought on the bottom one, Mr. Moneybags?
Yeah, with a chance he's coming out of benchmark racing and he gets down in the weights, and I've got no problem, as Mark said, he'll sit 3 wide, and that's a good spot for him because he's a rolling horse. He can't sit and sprint. Every time he's box seated, he's been probably a bit disappointing. So the draw's not a concern. He goes in a wider quality for me.
Yeah, the rider, Dino, Martin Seidel, I wouldn't say he's a household name.
He's a German jockey over here on about a 4-month visa, and he's ridden about 300 winners in Germany. He's ridden about half a dozen out here. He's riding nearly exclusively for Robbie Griffiths. He's ticking over okay, but he's got quite a profile in Germany. Yeah, he rides in all the feature races over there.
Yeah, he's getting around. He's ridden a winner at Sandown, a winner at Echuca, Bairnsdale.
Yeah, we've seen him everywhere.
Sale. He's seen plenty of the country anyway. Yarra Valley, Bairnsdale. He rode a double at Bairnsdale that day, the 19th of December.
Wish he'd ridden a treble.
Moe, you're on the other one. We just sent him down the Great Ocean Road a few times. He'll be happy.
Yeah.
A few twists and turns. He'll be just get used to with the traffic in Australia.
Wanted to send him beyond Bairnsdale when he got beat on one there the other week.
Matt Hill likes number 12 to beat 6, 2 and 13. 12, 6, 2 and 13. He's got the Manolo Blahnik on top. I'm just looking at Munsey's shoes.
Now, they're Moreskis, Andrew. And Manolo Blahnik's the females. These are Moreskis.
They were just females.
Did you see, what about the new socks? Look.
What sort of socks?
They've got a hamburger on it, a hot dog and a pretzel.
Okay. Yeah. I'll go down all right by the time you get to the last. You might be eating your sock. let's move to the last here, the roof garden, because I've got to remind the boys next week and for the next couple of weeks, Jason Witham's with us. So at 9.27, they'll be finished and gone.
They'll be eating breakfast by now.
No, 9.27, they'll be out by 9.20. I don't know about 9.27.
Mark Hutter's just gone, oh, you beauty, you can hear it in his voice. Give us the market here for the last.
Mark will be back to Sunshine Beach to have a swim. And if when you walk up from the beach, Mark, if you go to Sunshine Beach, just call into the first house on your left-hand side. That's where I'll be, the big white joint. Right, okay, I'll be on the back deck.
Come on.
Pravro here in the last is a $26 chance. Reincarnate at $26. Windforce at $18. Hay Bales at $34. I Am Someone, the $2.15 favourite. Tycoon Tony, $81. Buckler, $21. Vane Stream at $7. Wasn't Me at $26. Canelo at $41. Got the Moves, $21. Runsati at $19. Sir Galahad at $5. Kazamba at $21. Gambler's Girl at $71. Waterford Sound at $34. And all of the other runners are scratched. Not the busiest betting race of the day, but the most popular runner is the favourite here. I Am Someone. Second pick is Vane Stream. The only other runner gets to four figures is Hay Bale.
Mark, how do you see the last?
Also, I think it's... I'm going with about a three-horse race here. I think number eight, Vane Stream, is my pick each way. I think it comes through the best form race, that Usain Bolt race. It got held up. Looked like it was really going to finish off, but then just held its ground at the line. But getting fitter, coming through the best form race, I thought it had a good hope each way. To beat number five, I Am Someone, can certainly win. It beat absolutely nothing last time. It gets into a weakish benchmark 70 race, drawn down near the inside. I'm not sure how that will be. 13, Sir Callahad, I think, is the other winning chance. I think it'll be strong late. And then I threw number 14, Kaizamba, in next best, getting fitter. 8 each way from 5, 13 and 14.
Yeah, very similar. I think they're the three you need for the quaddie. I'm going with I Am Someone. I think he's well enough found in the market, but I thought he won okay last start, and I just I don't think this is a very strong race. 13, Sir Callahad. He's got a sort of propensity to want to lay out under pressure, so the wide draw down the straight might really suit him. He might get to the outside rail, and I think he'll run very well. Vane Stream, back in class, back in distance a little bit, is certainly ideal. They're the three you need for the quaddie, and I've put 11, Got the Moves in, who had an issue last start at Pakenham, but has since trialled very well, trialled with Cool Chap recently at Flemington and looked pretty good. 5, 13, 8 and 11.
5, 13, 8 and 11, Dean?
Yes, that's them, Andrew.
Okay, and 5 on top for Matt Hill to beat 1, 3 and 9. 5, 1, 3 and 9 in the last. Mark, how are you going to play the card for best bets?
I think the best bet of the day is race 7, number 7, Order of Command. And I thought race 5, number 2, Beauty Way, had a good chance in that race.
Okay, so race 5, number 2, and the best, race 7, number 7. Good on you, Mark. Enjoy the winning day today. Let's hope it's a positive one.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Hunter looking at Flemington. And Dean, how are you going to play it?
I'm with race 4, number 2, Otorto. I think he's the best, and the best value might be race 8, number 10, Holbein.
Holbein each way, race 8, number 10 in the Chester Manifold. Anything, have you had a look up here at the Gold Coast?
Oh, I've had a bit of a look through, Andrew, trying to find something. She's big odds, but I don't think Platinum Angel's going badly, and I think she goes better than the right-handed way of going, so I'm going to have a little something on her at big odds in the fillies and mares. Race 6, number 9.
Race 6, number 9. We'll get a price on that one, Glenn, from tab.com.au.
$19, Andrew. $19 the win, $4.40 the place.
Okay, so race 6, number 9. Good on you, Dean. Have a good day at Flemington, mate. Hope it's a winning one for you, and I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks, mate.
Look after that voice, Andrew.
No, we will for sure after 11 this morning. Thanks, Dean.
Protects it well because he refuses to shout.
Less shouting will be the better. Thank you. Thanks, Dean. Dean Lester, Mark Hunter looking at Flemington today. Jockey challenges.
Right, we'll stick at Flemington where we've just finished the preview there. The favourite is Damien Oliver at $2.70 over Dwayne Dunn at $3. Ethan Brown's at $6. Damien Lane's a $6.50 chance. Then we go to any other jockey at $11. Lachlan King, $21. Fred Kersley, $26. And Talia Hope at $35. At Randwick, and I've got to thank Dominic Byrne for sending me a message regarding those 1500 metre races.
Mm.
Dom's always listening. There's been 5 races there, including the 2012 T Rose Stakes, and there was one at a picnic meeting. The last one was in October 2017. If you need anything that you need to find the answer with regarding racing, Dominic Byrne will do his absolute best for you. Thank you very much to Dom there. At Randwick, Jay Ford's the $2.70 favourite over Robbie Dolan at $3. Tom Marquand is a $3.60 chance. Christian Reith at $10. Jean Van Overmeer, $18. Linda Meach, $26. Any other jockey, $31. Glenn Schofield at $35. We're just about to rip into the Gold Coast preview here, dominated by Sydney jockeys, the Jockeys Challenge. Timmy Clark, the $2.50 favourite, over Kieran McAvoy, $3.20. James McDonald, $4.80. Huey Bowman's at $11. Michael Walker's at $11. We've got any other jockey, $15. Craig Williams at $31. And the only local rider getting into the Jockeys Challenge today is Jeff Lloyd, who's a $41 chance in the Jockeys Challenge at the Gold Coast.
All right, mate, I know you're about to open something out the back there out of the fridge.
And then I'll come back and help you at 10 o'clock with Joycey.
All right.
Yeah.
Do they know that back there?
Yes.
Okay.
They do.
As long as they know that, that's all right. Thank you, Glenn.
Yeah, and changes, exhilarates back into favourite in the Magic Millions, $4.60.
Okay. You'll be back in half an hour with Paul Joyce. Let's take a break, and then we'll look at this huge day. Magic, oh, hang on here a sec. The big diesel truck's returning. I thought he'd gone.
No, that's a different one.
Different one.
That's a different one, yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
It might be the Pepsi Max truck. Hang
on. It could be. Just arriving for you. Let's take a break, and then we'll be back to look at Magic Millions Race Day.
Tonight on Sky Sports Radio, it's greyhound racing at its best from Wentworth Park. Heats of the prestigious Paws of Thunder will dominate the meeting. Late mail and the windy action tonight. Sky Sports Radio.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you'll have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Shiraz. By DeBortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
Want to make your new Hotondo home even more perfect? Choose one of Hotondo Home's no-cost summer bonus packages worth over $10,000. Visit hotondo.com.au today. Conditions apply. At Yaguna, a truck breakdown on the Hume Highway near Auburn Road eastbound. At Mount Coringai, a bicycle accident. Pacific Highway near Beaumont Road, we've had emergency services attending. At Penrith, lights are flashing yellow. Castleway Road at Jane Street, also Station Street at Derby Street. Motorcyclists agree. Hazards can appear in an instant. Have you got what it takes to make the right choice? Test your skills at ridetolive.com.au. I'm Steve Carline, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Hunter's post-mortem on Sky Sports Radio is the best way to reflect on all the weekend's racing. With analysis from Ron Duffercy and Dean Lester, plus your calls. Sydney Radio's longest running program. Hunter's post-mortem, Monday morning at 9 on Sky Sports Radio. Keep on
running. Australians are practical people. So what about a useful everyday diary for women full of essential health information that also saves lives? Now that's something. The Australian Women's Health Diary funds life-saving breast cancer trials research. Buy one for yourself or someone you love and do something that does something. It's just $18.95 from newsagents, Woolworths and magshop.com.au. The Australian Women's Health Diary. Buy the diary that saves lives today.
Fertile grass, rich soils and expert horse people give New Zealand thoroughbreds a winning edge. Graduates of New Zealand Bloodstock's yearling sales scored 120 stakes wins and 18 Group 1 wins last season alone. They've laid claim to the last five consecutive Australian Oaks and five out of the seven Australasian Group 1 guineas last season. Destined for racetrack stardom, over 1,200 yearlings are on offer at Karaka this summer. New Zealand Bloodstock, where winning begins.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
Central Coast Cup racing at its best. Thursday at Gosford.
Time to have a look at the Gold Coast Magic Millions program this afternoon. Beautiful weather here. There's a bit of a breeze, an easterly wind that'll help people here. The track is a good 4, penetrometer 4.52. Race 1, take out 4, 5, 6, 20 and 21. Race 2, simply take out the emergency, 17 to 21. That's also the case in race 3, 17, 18 and 19, and also the emergencies out of race 4, 17, 18 and 19. Race 5, number 8, race 6 is clear, race 7, the 3-year-old guineas take out 5, 6, 18 and then the emergencies 20 and 21. Race 8, 3, and then the emergencies 18, 19, 20 and 21. And race 9, take out one most important this morning, and number 9, 1 and 9. Now, as we know, Damien Brown is out of action. The jockey changes. Race 1, number 19, is Robbie Fradd. 119, Robbie Fradd. We're awaiting a rider for Tapestry Vision. Race 2, number 9. Race 3, number 2, Fit for Purpose, is Jason Comet, J. Comet. Race 6, number 12, Sasso Corbaro, is Jason Cobbett, J. Cobbett. In race 7, number 1, Boom Sara, is Tim Clark. And the rider for the emergency 19, I See You, is Dale Smith. So just a jockey to come for race 2, number 9. Bernadette Cooper's been down here all week on the Gold Coast. Morning to you, Bernie.
Yeah, morning, Ben. Been a long week, but a good one.
It has been. Looking forward to a monster race day today. They'll be coming from everywhere here during the race meeting.
Yeah, they will be. It's going to be interesting to see how this track plays early doors. But, I mean, generally on Meehan's day, it's been pretty good across the board. And they all had a run out of that inside patch last week. So, often it's a good spot to be up near the lead at the Gold Coast, but you don't have to be. So, but probably be more tempo-related than anything today.
All right, well, the first race is always a really competitive one, the Magic Millions maiden plate, worth $250,000. Terminology is the favourite, number 11 at $2.15 a tab. Altair, number 2 at $7.50, along with Dunbrody Power, number 12. And then Gary Moore's runner, Brilliant Mind, number 3 at $8.50.
Yeah, I like Altair here from the Chris Wallace stable. Obviously, a number of these horses are probably kept back for this maiden. You don't get a $250,000 maiden very often. So this horse has had two really nice trials recently. And in his most recent trial, you could just see him just wanting to... Well, he straightened up and he just wanted to do more. And they just, had him under a strong hold. He was just on the bridle. But he was ready to rumble. So I think he'd be dying to get to the races here today. And he's been gelded since we saw him last preparation. He had, I think, 4 placings all on city tracks last time. So this looks a great race for him. Dangers are indeed the favourite. Terminology, who obviously was placed in the Gosford Guineas last time out. My roughie in the race is a horse called Kimmy, which is about $23 from the Matt Dunn stable. I know she got beaten on debut, but not much went right for her there. And I know what a great opinion they have of her in the stable. And then I put in the 12, which is Dunbrody Power, which I think they don't have a spot for Brilliant Mind. He's probably also a great chance. So 2, 11, 9 and 12.
And with the tab, the best well-backed is the favourite, Terminology, but it's a really good betting race. Dunbrody Power, second best, and also Altair. So the top 3 are certainly the ones in the market. Race 2, the Magic Millions Country Cup. Miss Durack Flyer, number 11, the $3 favourite. 3 Stanley Park at $4.80, and then it's down to 13 Reckless Choice at $7, and 15 All Important Bernie, $7.50.
Yeah, I mean, I'd imagine the speed would be pretty good here. They generally own these country cups, which should help the favourite, Miss Durack, I guess, from her bad draw. But Stanley Park will make his own luck. He draws well, doesn't have to lead. He's 1,400 back to 1,200 this week. Beautiful, big, strong horse from the Toby Edmonds stable. And he's putting together a really nice record. He's probably not a superstar, but he's just been superbly placed by Toby. And he'll look magnificent in the yard. And his last five runs have all been great. But he led over the 1,400 the other day. I just don't know that he'd be able to lead this race here today. But he will be in your first sort of 3 or 4, very fit, healthy, happy horse. So I'll go 3 to beat the favourite. She's definitely the best horse in the race. Just will she get that right slice through the pack here on straightening, I guess, Miss Turak. Then I'll put the 13 Reckless Choice in. It's probably short of his best distance, but as I said, with that speed on, if they don't go too crazy and he's able to stay sort of midfield, he'll be finishing hard along with his stablemate Cool Sequence. So 3, 11, 13 and 7.
And The one that really has been found by TAB fixed odds punters is Trust Me. A lot of support on Brett Partelli's mount here, or runner, $9.50 with Hugh Bowman in the saddle right now. Race 3, a quality for the Magic Millions, and the market here with TAB fixed odds, number 10, chapter and verse for Desley Forster. It's at $5.50, 5 hours to keep at 6 for Craig Williams. Former Shani Bullet at $6.50 and 12 Skate to Paris, a $6.50 chance. At this stage, relatively quiet this morning. Bernie?
I like Mashani Bullet in this race. This is a horse that used to be trained by Chris Anderson. Now Les Kelly has him. He's always been a very nice horse, and his win record should read a little bit better than what it does. He's often raced in very good company. I think he ran, you know, 2.5 lengths behind Parast in the Fred Best. We ran the Queensland Guineas behind Sambro. I think he's beaten about 3.5 on that occasion. Fourth in the Sunshine Coast Guineas, fourth in the Grafton Guineas. Even his two-year-old career, he raced in good company. So he resumed, actually, at Doomben the other day. Brownie rode him behind Impregnable, and he just never got out. He was ready to rumble from the time he really straightened, and pretty much the length of the straight, he didn't get out. So I feel as though he's come through that run, had a soft run, really, first up. So and he's got this lovely fresh form. So today looks a great race. And I can recall this horse winning a race at the Gold Coast by 5 lengths on one occasion, albeit over 1,800, but certainly second up 1,300 looks ideal. Captain Verse was superb from the tail at Eagle Farm the other day, but we're not Eagle Farm. And he probably has to be ridden in a similar manner from his draw today. He draws poorly. Ours to keep back in the winner's stall last time out. He's going well. And then I put in Fit for Purpose. Probably short of his best too, but you could very well make a case he's the best horse in this race. So 4, 10, 5, and 2.
Yeah, really competitive one for sure. As it is, the Sky Racing Magic Millions Trophy, Chris Waller, Robbie Fradd combine here. They've been doing it a bit with Robbie back in town.
Yeah, they do. They're a great combination. And Robbie's superb on stayers as well. So
he
takes some beating here, I think.
Four's been the best backed here, currently at 360. Number one, Tally at 460. Five, Goodfella at 5. And then Black on Gold at $8. The four's been the best backed here ahead of Goodfella, Bernie, in race 4.
Yeah, well, there's a couple might struggle to get a strong 2-2 here, but Tully won't. He won this race, Tumultuous. He won this race last year, albeit at much better odds. And this is his fourth run from a spell. He went round behind Tally the other day. That was the race where they absolutely trotted in front. They really went half pace through the past the post the first lap. So Tully was sort of given that race on a platter. And it was just impossible for anything to really make ground once he put the foot down from the 600. So Tumultuous up to 2,200 here, fourth up looks ideal. And Robbie Fradd to ride at 54.5 too. He's got a massive pull in the weights here over Tally, but Tally has to be your second pick because he's just, he won a Group 3 at Sandown 4 3 starts ago and then one last start at Doomben. So, and he's versatile, so he'll be able to mix it up depending on the tempo here. Outside of that, I'll put in Barry Lockwood's horse, the Prize Bullet, who's a bit more lightly raced than a few of these, but looks progressive and 2 Black on Gold. So 4-1, 14 and 2.
To race number 5, the Snippets here over the 1,200. Hootson's the dominator. TAB did open up there at some stage at $2.15. It's now $1.75 and been really the one that the punters all latched onto. Usain Bowler was going to the 1,400, but it was going to be balloted out, so they switched it to this race at $1,200. It's at $6, and Invincible Star at $8, and then Kaepernick's there at $11.
It's hard not to tip Hootson. She's racing some great company throughout the spring and was luckless, we know, in Victoria, and she returned back to Doomben, her last time out, ran a track record. I know that the horses behind her weren't the, they were sort of our good Saturday grade sprinters, but not up to her league. But the fact that she ran a track record just says that she's back with a bang. Obviously, plenty of horses that will try to keep her company, but She's probably one of those mares that doesn't have to lead anyway. If she's sitting second or third, she can still win. So let's tip Hootson, Danger, the Usain Bowler, all the three or four leaders wanting to burn along here. It should fall into his hand. He's got a big finish on him. Then I put in the 9, which Irish Irish Constabulary. He's just flying at the moment. He might be 10 off, but he is absolutely flying. And Kaepernick, perhaps, versus the rest. So 3, 13, 9, and 2.
The sixth race is the Mowat and Shandon Magic Millions here for the fillies and mares. Manicure, number 5, is the Tab Fixed Odds favourite at 260. Invincibella, number 1, at 380. Irathea runs here for Bjorn Baker at 650, number 6. And Gerald Ryan's up here with Problem Solver, number 7, an $11 chance. Give us your thoughts here in race 6.
Well, we got $10 about Manicure last start, which was beautiful, and obviously she's going to run favourite here today. And I think what we loved most about her return at Durban the other day was how well she began and how quickly she put herself into that race, because I think she drew about 8 or 9 the other day, and she just made her own luck. So she looks really well suited at a track like the Gold Coast, and I loved what I saw of her in the yard. She's returned a beautiful, strong 4-year-old mare, and her record sort of is speaking for itself at this stage, I think, particularly in this sort of a race. So Alakazoom, I've put in for second. She's probably a dead set, more of a back marker here, but she's had that freshen up after the last run, which was plain, I know, at Sandown on the 17th of November, but her first up win at Caulfield was electric, and she's great on the fresh side, so she's been freshened purposely for this race here today. Invincibella obviously brings a class factor, and just never had a chance really from that poor draw. She was back and wide the other day at Doomben, and for Stellar Girl, looks like she's returned well, so 5-2-1-4.
5-2-1-4 there. And Manicure just holds a little bit more money with Tab over Invincibella in the fillies and mares. Race 7, the 3-year-old Guineas. And Boom Sara, as we know, is Tim Clark. Outback Barbie, number 8, the favourite, $2.30. Boom Sara, number 1, at $4.20. They dominate it. The next one is Bondi, number 3, at $11. And 13, Light Up the Room. 14 now, 13. They're all over the Barbie.
Yeah, it's hard not to be, isn't it? Although he's a good gelding, this Boom Sara, and he's definitely going to take some catching. And his hand is forced anyway from the draw, but she will be trying to take a sit much, much closer from her nice draw today. J-Mac will, you know, he will know that Boom Sara is the horse to beat here, and he just can't afford to give him too much start. And saying that, you don't want to take Barbie completely out of her comfort zone and be chasing her, you know, get right down that back straight, because two starts ago at Doomben behind Zoo Style, she was off the bit sort of from the 1,000, and Jimmy was really kind of niggling, maybe more than 900, but Jimmy was sort of niggling to stay in touch. But she's one of those fillies that can really rally when under pressure, and I want to see her bouncing off walls in the yard. So that's when I think she's at her best. So, yeah, from the draw, I have to go her. Boom Sara is the obvious danger. Very strong win last time out when she had no luck at all. That Fire Trap, I think, is a big improver. Matty Gunn's really confident of this horse improving today out to 1,400 with those blinkers going on. And then I put in the 9, which is Granny Red Shoes, who obviously lost a jock last time out, but she was really travelling when she did so. So 8-1-4-9.
Great race. Barbie can probably do it, but there's a few that are going to be coming hard at her late in that race. Race 8, the feature race, the $2 million Magic Millions 2-year-old classic. Accelerates, number 8, is the favourite at $4.60. Four Juvius and Zevon Tsar Son are both $5. One Unite and Conquer is at $6. Six Hightail's been $12 into $7.50 since Yes, Yes, Yes came out yesterday. And then we go to 14 Movie Roll, a $12 chance. Accelerates is the best backed over at Unite and Conquer and Juvius. The biggest result for punters outside the favourites is Champagne Boom, which is currently a $21 chance.
Yeah. Haven't Eureka Stud done a marvellous job with this year's Millions? I think one in the 2-year-old and two or three in the 3-year-old. It's not a bad effort, is it?
It is. And also the story around Better Than Ready, that they've got multiple runners in the race today.
Yeah, Lyndhurst, they've done a fabulous job. Jeff Kruger and the team up there. I'm with Accelerates, and I think the main reason is, well, there's a few, but she's been able to take a little bit of ground off Darson and Unite and Conquer both times she's met them at a distance which is probably short of her best. So they've been big, precocious, strong colts that know what they're there to do, and she was sort of a little bit on the back foot as far as how forward perhaps she was. So what we saw of her here last Saturday, which is a path, as you know, well proven, was impressive. And she seemed to lap up the 1,100. And I think 1,200 can only assist her, but there's probably a few other horses in the same boat. So she's had a nice tune-up the week out. She's had a good look at the track. She's meeting the toughest opposition, what looks the toughest opposition previously, and although not beating them, she's been able to take ground off them in shorter races. So, and she mapped pretty nicely. I mean, she's probably going to be sixth or seventh, maybe. She may even be a tad closer. I'm not sure really what the exact plan is, but it looks like they're going to, as they do every year, put the pedal down, doesn't it? So, Accelerate to beat Zarson. Obviously, he's Push Button. The Odyssey, the best of the Queensland Hopes, and Dubious. Dubious came through his Eagle Farm run. Not the same opposition, but he's the Breeders' Plate winner, and he's very, very well educated, so he'll handle the day well. So 8, 7, 2, and 4.
8, 7, 2, and 4 from Bernie in the big one. We wrap up with the Magic Millions Cup. The best factors are Beatsum just over Hassan Eagle, who's back again. Beatsum's back again too, 4.20 at the moment. Sambro at 7, Redouble at 7.50 with Bell Sonic, and Hassan Eagle is currently 8.50.
I like Sambro here in this race. Been a Queensland winner. I think he won the Guineas up here as a three-year-old, a Group 2 race. And to be honest, all of his runs this time in have been pretty good. He comes out of his run behind Skyboy in the Villiers last time out. Little bit back in trip. Looks nice for him here as well. So Sambro on top, Danger's a thick, Huff and Eagle. He just got crowded quite a bit at Randwick last time out, but once he got out, I mean, he's never going to be a loser anyway, but it's a very nice run leading into this. He's won here on this day previously as well. I bet it's in the favourite, obviously. He's been trialling well, fresh up here. I assume he'll be our leader. Perhaps Monsieur Gustave might deal to him a little bit there, but he looks in good order. And the 13, which is Bell Sonic, who gets a nice run from 2. So 5, 6, 2, 13.
And have you got a best bet?
I like Manicure and Barbie.
Okay, so that's race... I haven't written down your race 7 tips. What were your race 7 tips in the... Yes, I did. Yes. 8, 1, 4 and 9.
Mm-hmm.
8, yes, 1, 4, yes. 9. So it's race 7, number 8. And the other one was back in race...
Manicure is the mayor's race.
Manicure is race 5. Race 4... What race is it?
No.
No, there it is. Race 6. Race 6, number 5. Race 6, number 5. Trying to find some horses. Trying to find some winners. Bernadette Cooper, you have a good day.
I will. Thanks, Ben.
Thanks, Bernie. Bernadette Cooper there to look at the Gold Coast. Now, Kembla Grange Racing is off today, as we know, with the storms they've had. So we're going to have a quick look at Glen Innes Cup Day. That's right. It's Cup Day up there. Fine and a good 3. Anthony Collins is going to help us. Morning to you, Anthony.
Yeah, very good morning to you, Andrew. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, my first Glen Innes Cup today, mate, so really looking forward to it.
All right, let's have a look at the first race. Benjamin Rain, number 1, the favourite at 260, and there are no scratchings in the first.
All right, 5, 1, 9 and 7 here. I like the 5, which is my last. Gigi really turned a corner last time out at Inverell. That was over this journey, 1,400. Runner-up behind Punto Nero. Went down about a neck on that occasion after making up very good ground from back in the field. Was shuffled well back to centre field at the 800 and the 400 and got to the line very impressively at a $41 shot. Comes up with gate 5, Adam Searle on for Paddy Cunningham. And you'll notice that I'll tip a lot of winners, potentially for Paddy Cunningham here today. He just loves a Glen Innes meetings, and he trains a lot of winners here on this track. So I think he'll kick off the day in fine fashion. I've tipped it to roll the favourite, which is Benjamin Rain, and it was runner-up at Dubbo last time out. Obviously, it's a very good performer on the way up for Brett Kavanagh from Scone. And I think the only drama here is it's got to overcome gate 9. Billy Cray goes on. Then we throw in the 9, which is down the page here, Soho Flyer, a recent runner-up at Corindai, and then the 7, which is Hees McCaw, goes in as well. But 5, 1, 9 and 7.
Race number 2 at Glen Innes, the scratchings are 6, 7, 8 and 13. Epathy number 10, the favourite, $2.30 over the toppy at $4.60.
Yeah, I'm with the market here, and I think Kavanagh and Cunningham can Cornella the second race as well. 10, 1, 12 and 14. I've come up with the 10, Empathy, Fair Alley, Gate 5, Billy Cray for Brett Kavanagh, and it's had the two trials. It was third in a trial down there at Scone over 900 metres, beaten 2.5 lengths behind Normality and Emperor's Star. That should be a fairly good sort of form line to come out of that. It's a three-year-old gelding by All Too Hard, so... I'm going with it to defeat the one which is Aquafire Mist, prepared locally by Cunningham, and it's a former Victorian going into this. Then the 12, which is Dahlia's in Spring, which I saw at Coffs Harbour last time out, finished down the track, but that was over the 800, gets to the 1,000 here after trialling well, and then 14, which is Try Me Choice. 10, 1, 12 and 14.
Race 3 is a benchmark 66. There's no scratchings here. Number 2, Epic Decisions, the favourite. Tab Fixed Odds currently at 230 over 7. Victory Vibes at $4.
Yeah, I thought it was a toss-up with the top two here. 1, 2, 4 and 5. Young Liam Blanch is having his very first race ride here at Glen Innes this afternoon. We wish him all the very best. And he's on the top weight, Amalak Borough, which comes up with a good gate, gate 3 for Danielle Campbell from Grafton. And, look, he's probably the best horse in the race here. And he's had 36 goes. He's won 7 of them. And a few of those are in some Metropolitan races last time out. He finished down the track at Eagle Farm back in August 2016. So we haven't seen him for a long time, but he did contest races, the likes of the Curvy and the Lightning out at Gunnedah, and then the Daniel Baker Prelude at Coffs Harbour. So I think if he's anywhere near right first up from a break, he'll be winning, and I tipped him to toss the favourite, which is Epic Decisions, been ticking over nicely for Gavin Groth out there at Gunnedah. Molly Partridge is on. She's claiming a kg and a half, and then the 4, which is Malore, and also 5, Ongvarn. 1, 2, 4, 5.
And at the moment, Amalak Borough, your top tip there, number 1, is at $14 and $3 the place in race 3. Race 4, the scratching is number 6. Waterboy, number 3, is the favourite at $3.80, along with number 5. 3 and 5, both $3.80 favourites. And then Mel Zoom, number 1, at $5.
Yeah, another one for Cunningham here, 7, 3, 5 and 10, and the 7 Meteor Gal, look, she's a 5-year-old mare by Northern Meteor, and she's had 9 goes, she's won 2 of them. They've been in the last 3 starts, both at Inverell, over the 1,000 and then out to the 1,200 last time out, where she put Liberty Pearl to the sword and kicked away in front on straightening up for the run of the judge. So we'll run with her, Adam Sewell's on to defeat the 3, which is Waterboy, one of the Northern Rivers performers coming over for Daniel Bowen from Lismore, a runner-up at Lismore last time out. And then 5, which is Belontes, and 10, Liberty Pearl goes in. 7, 3, 5, 10.